Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Thank you. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Well, Well, after a successful road trip, the Bowie Bay Sox are back home as they open up a six-game set against the Nationals' AA affiliate, the Harrisburg Senators. Welcome in, everybody, to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. You're on Capital Gold WNAV. Andre Magero with you, getting you set for first pitch of this series opener between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Harrisburg Senators. It's the second time in quick succession that these two teams have seen each other. Tango just about 2-3 weeks ago over on City Island in Pennsylvania's capital. And it was a series that had a lot of opportunity for the Bay Sox, but maybe one that they would like to look back and build off of. Bowie had their opportunities in Harrisburg, but ultimately lost 5 of 6 games in that series, despite out-hitting Harrisburg in 5 of the 6 contests. So a big opportunity here for the Bay Sox, though, to continue to get back on track. Bowie is coming in playing better baseball as of late. They still sit last in the Southwest Division standings as it currently stands, but hey, first six-game series win of the year in Akron last week, and they had an opportunity late there on Sunday to make it 5 of 6. Unfortunately, came up just short against the Rubber Ducks on that occasion. But I think for the Bay Sox, and when you're trying to dig yourself out of a steep hole as they are in the Southwest Division, you can look back and think of that as a missed opportunity, but I'm sure this team looking to build will be taking the good out of that situation more so than the bad after a successful week up in Ohio. A chance, though, against Harrisburg to try to continue to get right and continue to win another series here at home as they look to build off their home campaign. Bowie just 8-15 here at Prince George's Stadium this season. And again, an opportunity to build off of that momentum. It really seemed to turn a corner for Bowie after their no-hitter against Altoona the last time they were home here at Prince George's Stadium this past Friday against the Curve. They won the last 2 out of 3 in that series and then took that into winning 4 out of 6 against Akron as well this past week. So it's really allowed the Bay Sox to continue to turn that corner and try to fight their way back into what is a crowded Southwest Division as things currently stand. Let's take a look at those division standings as we head into the week here with the Eastern League Southwest Division. Bowie again sits at the bottom, 7 games back at a record of 16-27. They are 6-4 in their last 10 contests. Then you have a tie in 5th place right now between the team that Bowie just saw, the Akron Rubber Ducks, and the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Richmond had been sitting towards the top of that division towards most of the first half, but again, as we mentioned, it is crowded towards the top, and the Flying Squirrels have slid a little as of late. Richmond has lost 4 in a row. They're 21-23 on the season, 2.5 back. Akron is 2.5 back as well with the same mark. Then here comes Harrisburg in at 3rd place. The Senators are 22-22. They really have had a roller coaster of a time since taking 5-6 from the Bay Sox in Harrisburg a few weeks ago. The Senators at one point had a 5-game winning streak and were first in the Southwest Division, but last week in Reading, they dropped the final 3 contests of that series to drop back down to the 500 mark. But again, just 1.5 games out of 1st place as it currently stands right now. Altoona is 22-21. The Curve just 1 game back in 2nd. And then the Erie Seawolves, who have probably been the most consistent team throughout the month of May in this division at 24-21, they are leading the charge as it stands right now. Let's get you set for this one, the series opener between these two sides. It's a beautiful day for baseball at Prince George's Stadium. There were plenty of rain showers in the forecast yesterday. It looked like it was only going to be a slight drizzle, and it turned into a washout on Memorial Day. But the grounds crew did a good job getting the field set to go. 72 degrees, partly cloudy skies, and not too much wind to speak of as well. Humidity at around 52%, and when the winds are picking up, they get to about 8 miles an hour blowing out towards left center. But right now, as I said, that flag in center field is stationary as we get set for this one. We'll take you through your starting lineups again. We mentioned the statistics don't really tell the tale for Harrisburg and how their last few weeks have been, particularly offensively. Some of their bats in the middle of the lineup that had been colder the last time the Bay Sox had saw them have heated up, and they also have a couple of new additions. But it's going to start with the tried and true Robert Hassel III leading off and playing in center field, the first of 3 straight left-handers. A lot of lefties in this Harrisburg lineup. Hassel made his season AA debut against Bowie a few weeks ago and has caught fire since then with a batting average of .279 and an OPS of .760. He leads things off. James Wood in his second AA appearance, one of the top prospects, the top prospect, in fact, in the national system, according to MLB Pipeline, and top 10 in all of baseball. We'll play his second AA game tonight in right field, batting second. Then a late change for Harrisburg. Blake Rutherford, the reigning Eastern League Player of the Week, was scheduled to DH and hit third. Jackson Clough comes into the equation. He will DH and bat third. Clough's only hitting .260 on the season, but he has swung a hotter bat as of late in his last 11 games or so. Donovan Casey is the first righty. He'll bat cleanup in play in left field. Then it's the first baseman, Frankie Tostado, from the left side hitting fifth. Lionel Valera, the right-handed hitting shortstop, bat sixth. Bottom third of Brady Lindsley, the catcher, from the left side hitting seventh. Jose Sanchez, the third baseman, the righty, hits eighth. And JT Arruda, the second baseman, rounds things out, the switch hitter, will bat ninth. Peter Van Loon gets the ball for Bowie. He's been working in and out of that front end of the tandem with right-hander Garrett Stallings. And Van Loon, you're still looking for him to get going. In his last outing against Akron, coming out on the back end of that tandem after Stallings had started the game, might be when he needed to get going on the season. Van Loon so far has 0-2 record on the campaign with a 5.79 ERA, but delivered four shutout innings as a part of a shutout for Bowie in Akron last week after Stallings had delivered five shutout innings of his own in the front end of that tandem. Van Loon features a four-seamer, splitter, slider, and cutter combination. Most of his outings haven't been particularly deep. He's only gone about two, three innings in most of his outings, but it's an opportunity to pitch deeper tonight, getting the start, and he'll hope to do that against his Harrisburg lineup and have more success than his first time out against the Senators, where he gave up that game-tying two-run homer coming out of the bullpen on the Friday contest on City Island. Here's the starting lineup for your Bay Sox. Kesson Kerstad leads off. The left-handed bat plays right field. Kobe Mayo will bat second and play third base. Then it's a familiar face for the Bay Sox. First time they're seeing him this season. Hudson Haskin back down in Bowie after sustaining his injury for AAA Norfolk. He's been making his way back up through the farm. He'll hit third and play left field. Cesar Prieto bats clean up from the left side. He'll play shortstop. John Rhodes, the DH, the right-handed bat, hits fifth. T.T. Bowens, the first baseman, sixth. Dante Williams in center field. Had a good series in Akron. Hopefully that'll get him going. 4-for-12 with two home runs. He bats from the left side and plays center field. Billy Cook, the second baseman, hits eighth. And Tim Susnara, the catcher, rounds things out at ninth. It's a brand new series, a brand new week at Prince George's Stadium, and that means Matt Sabatis caught up with the skipper, Kyle Moore, to preview this matchup against the Senators. We'll bring that to you when we come back. You're listening to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, a part of Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. Not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
Wolfman Jack.
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
We're back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show on Capital Gold WNAV, getting set for the start of a six-game tilt between Bowie and Harrisburg. As always, sitting down for our weekly chat with the skipper, Kyle Moore. And first off, such a successful series in Akron. First road series win in Akron since 2019. What were your overall impressions?
Well, yeah, I didn't realize it had been that long, but I think it may have been the first series we've won since Hartford here at Bowie, so that's what I did know. Overall impressions were we're just playing better as a team right now, and I'm really happy with the development. So, I mean, you know, I know our record's not that great. It's not something to be proud of, but that's really, you know, really our job here is to develop players and make sure that we're getting better. And I think that the last 2 weeks we've probably done some of our best coaching and it's starting to show up in the game. We had some players really make some good physical adjustments, and now they're really competing better at the plate. We've pitched well all season. I think we've started to catch the ball better, and we started to turn in some offense. So really proud of that. Really happy with where we are development-wise.
Yeah. Pitching was definitely a marquee over the course of the week. All five starters had at least one start of five-plus innings and put in a lot of it scoreless outings, including Garrett Stallings and Peter Van Loon, who's going to be pitching today. Van Loon came in on the back end of Stallings and fired four scoreless. What was really kind of the corner turn for all of them to get it going kind of at the same time there?
Yeah, I think, you know, Van Loon's coming back off of being hit with that line drive, true, and he's fully healthy. He was when he first got back, but I just think there was a little bit of an adjustment period for him to get fully built up again like he was coming out of spring training. You know, I think the signing of or how we acquired Tim Cesnaro really helped us a lot. I think you can't really ignore that, just because when he came on the scene, you know, we did throw a no-hitter, but I just think his veteran presence behind the plate helps us a ton. And I think our starters have the stuff and the ability, and so when you put that kind of in perspective, Forrest has done a great job with them developing. They're talking about attack plans and also talking about weapons and how they're going to use those. So I think ultimately, we're just kind of all coming together and sort of becoming more of a complete team. Got a long way to go, but I just like where we came about, you know, over the past 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Offensively, Dante Williams must really like hitting at Akron, apparently. Huh? All three of his double-A home runs have been at that ballpark.
Yeah, I remember last year when we first got him, I'm thinking his double-A debut.
First pitch
he saw, he hits the bomb, much like the one he hit the other day. It was a three-run homer. He's one of those guys, when I talk about making physical adjustments, Sherm's done a great job with him. They've gotten him super athletic. And double-A is a tough level. And, you know, when he first came here this year, it was his first true test to stay here and sustain a little bit. And he kind of got it handed to him. And now you're seeing a kid who's made some really good adjustments, who's really starting to figure some stuff out, league adjustments happening, really athletic, played great in defense. I mean, he's been on SportsCenter before with some of his catches. So it ain't too hard to keep him in the lineup. But yeah. I think offensively, he's done some great work with Sherm.
You talk about the team catching the ball more. Kobe Mayo really seems to be making some great strides at third base. What have you been feeling there?
Yeah, for sure. This week, he caught a lot of balls one-handed, which I love. Big, tall, lanky guys like that catch the ball one-handed. Seen some tall, lanky guys have success with that, and he's starting to get a grasp for that. I think it just helps his throw over to first base, and he made a bunch of good throws this week.
Yeah.
Didn't make any bad ones, so that was a really good sign, because his tools are top shelf, has a chance to be an absolute superstar in the big leagues. And along with the offense that he's really, really producing, I mean, it's hard to believe this guy is so young.
True.
You know, he ought to be a junior in college. If he was at Florida where he was supposed to go, he'd probably be looking at like the number one overall pick right now. Yeah. So to see him in double-A succeeding where he is and to see that defense coming along is really promising.
Yeah. As we continue with Kyle Moore here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, what should be a brief addition to the lineup, the return of Hudson Haskin after an injury up in Norfolk. What's it like to have Huddy back?
Oh, man, I mean, I got a great relationship with Huddy. Beautiful to see him back in here. Hate it for him because I hate to see any of my guys dinged up a little bit. But it's nice to see a familiar face. And he got off to such a good start in Norfolk. Just doing a bunch of damage and just really proving that he could play there. And not only play there, but play well there and really stand out there. So, you know, I had a long conversation with him today, just getting caught up on where he's been and what he's been up to. But going to be really nice to see him back in the lineup tonight.
Yeah. Looking on to this series with Harrisburg, second time that the Bay Sox are facing off against the Senators. And they made a marquee addition ahead of Sunday's game against Reading. James Wood, one of baseball's top prospects. What's your maybe impression of him specifically, or just the team in general?
Yeah, I mean, the team in general is they're a pretty good club. They signed some guys that are older to go along with some big prospects. They got a bunch of prospects on there from the Soto trade, and they got Wood coming up, who's a giant prospect. I mean, they're a competitive club, you know, and it wasn't that long ago they were leading our division. So I think we got our work cut out for us. Like I said, I like where our guys are at, and I think we're up for this challenge this week. But they are definitely a really good club with a really good manager who's played in the big leagues for a long time and coached in the big leagues for a long time. So it's kind of cool to manage against Delino DeShields. I watched that guy on SportsCenter like my whole life growing up. So that's different, but awesome experience.
We're going to have to catch up with Delino at some point this week because he did actually have a couple of games at this ballpark, I think on a rehab when he was in when he was with the Orioles during his career. And then last but not least, Kyle, I ask every week. I know yesterday, unfortunately, the only day over the past two, 3 weeks that has had a little bit of rain. But how did you spend the off day with the family there?
Well, it rained us out. Couldn't go to the pool. Couldn't get on scooters. We got rained and it was mostly rest because we got in so late from that 6:35 Akron game. We played a 6:35 getaway game on Sunday in Akron, which pretty much took almost our whole off day. But laundry, cleaning up, hanging out. We ate dinner at home, which I don't get to do nearly enough. So it was nice to have dinner with the family.
All right. Well, congrats on that, and congrats on a great week. Let's look forward to another one, Skip. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thanks, Matt.
That's Kyle Moore here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We break now, and we're back after this on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Always appreciate Kyle Moore taking the time. Hey, Bay Sox are on the field. We'll be right back with First Pitch from Prince George's Stadium on Capital Gold, WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's game one of this six-game series between the Harrisburg Senators and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by the ballpark this evening. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Bowie, Maryland. And as Peter Van Loon warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Harrisburg Senators that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, you've got Robert Hassel III, followed by James Wood in right field, batting second. Jackson Clough, a late switch as the designated hitter, is batting third. Donovan Casey will be in left field, cleaning up. Frankie Tostado is at first base, batting fifth. Leonel Valera is the shortstop, batting sixth. Brady Lindsley catches and bats seventh. Jose Sanchez at third base, bats eighth. And JT Arruda is the second baseman, batting ninth. The Senators are the AA affiliate of the Washington Nationals, managed by Delino DeShields. They're 22-22 on the season, and again, their lineup features Hassel, Wood, Clough, Casey, Tostado, Valera, Lindsley, Sanchez, Arruda, all to face off against Peter Van Loon on the mound. Prince George's Stadium, 309 feet down the line to both left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center, with winds pushing out a little bit to left center when they come through. We're looking at a pretty windless late afternoon already. As Hassel digs in, a 279 average, Van Loon is ready. Kicks, turns, fires, and it's swung on and missed for strike one. We're underway a bit early today, 6:34 on a 71-degree sunny day here in Bowie, Maryland. And an instant time called by Hassel. He's got a 760 OPS this season in 22 games with six doubles, a triple, no homers yet, four runs batted in.
Third base plays on the baseline, and the 0-1 pitch is sprayed up toward left field. Haskin ranging back and camps a little bit, but makes the catch up over his head, and there's one away. Let's tell you about the Bowie defense. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Hudson Haskin, Dante Williams, and Heston Kerstad. Gobby Mayo is at third base. Cesar Pareto is the shortstop. Billy Cook is at second. T.T. Bowens is at first. And Tim Susnara catches behind the plate for Peter Van Loon on the mound. In steps James Wood. First pitch into the left-hander, and he swings and misses on a high fastball. Count starts out at nothing and one. Wood, in his second Double-A game, one of the top prospects in all of baseball, went 1-for-4 in his debut on Sunday. The 0-1 pitch bounces in, and it's one ball and one strike. Let's talk about Peter Van Loon just a tad. 6'5", 210-pound right-hander, drafted from UC Irvine in 2021. He's got an 0-2 record and a 5.79 ERA in six games, three starts. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Down and away, two balls and one strike. Van Loon on the season has 20 strikeouts and 9 walks in just 14 innings. Remember, he got hit by a comebacker in his Double-A debut, and that sidelined him for a bit as the 2-1 is lifted in the air, foul, third base side. Mayo sprinting. He was shaded in the other direction, but it's going to get out of play anyway. Hits off about the second row of seats, and the count now goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quiet day here in Bowie with the wind starting to pick up a little bit out towards center field as Van Loon has a 2-2 count now to work with. Has to wait for Mayo to get back to his position. The home plate umpire caught that and was going to give Mayo the time to do so. He did kind of brace up hard against the tarp, and that could take the wind out of you. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball bounced foul over toward the Bay Sox dugout. Count stays even. Van Loon is coming off of his best appearance of the season for Bowie. Picked up his first save. It was the first appearance for him in which the Bay Sox had won the game. 4 scoreless innings allowed just one hit. 2-2 pitch. And it just misses up and away. Count runs full here on Wood. First full count he's seeing here in Double-A after coming up without in his debut against Reading on Sunday. It was an interesting series for Harrisburg against the Fightins last week. 3-2. Called strike 3. Got him with an off-speed, tattooing the lower outside corner, and Van Loon picks up his first strikeout, second out of the first inning. Umpiring crew for today's game sees Joseph Belanga at third base, Kevin Manzik at first, and Evan Johnson calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. As Jackson Clough digs in for Harrisburg, late switch for the Senators, as originally they were going to have Donovan, if I'm not mistaken, in the lineup, as the first pitch to Clough misses up and away. Count starts out at 1-0. Clough on the season, a .260 average and a .907 OPS in 26 games. Next offering misses outside. Count goes to 2-0. 26 games for the 26-year-old. Left-hander has 3 home runs, 11 runs batted in. As the 2-0 offering is just a bit up and away, fastball runs the count to 3-0. Van Loon was pitching on the back end of the tandem with Garrett Stallings in Akron last week. Struck out 6 batters a season high. The 3-0 pitch. And it's called a strike. Nails the upper outside corner of the zone. It's 3-1. Got to imagine Stallings will be swapping with Van Loon here and coming in on the back end of another tandem. As Van Loon quickly turns for the 3-1 offering. And a breaking ball is called for strike in the lower inside corner as Clough was turning up the line to head to first base. He's going to use this opportunity to call for time as well as it runs the count full. Clough is a speedster on the base paths as well. Harrisburg does have a hearty number of steals as the payoff pitch comes home. And it just misses up and away for ball 4. So Van Loon loses Clough on a full count with 2 outs here in the first. That's the 10th walk given up by Peter this season. And Donovan Casey will bat. Who was the late switch out of the lineup there? I'm losing my mind here.
Blake Rutherford.
Rutherford. I don't know why I said Casey. I guess I just saw Casey batting fourth, and it threw me for a loop. See, this is why I keep you around, Andre. Here's Casey. 187 average, a .532 OPS in 20 games. Runner feigns the takeoff on the first pitch, and a curveball is lifted into deep center. Williams jogging back, but looks to have a track on it the entire way. Turns around, and while still backpedaling, makes the catch. 2-out walk of no consequence. We're on to the bottom of the first. Harrisburg nothing. Bowie set to bat on Capital Gold WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, Peter Van Loon spun a scoreless first inning on 16 pitches. And as we move to the bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium, Michael Cuevas warms the mound for the Harrisburg Senators. The starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in right field, you've got Heston Kerstad, followed by Kobe Mayo at third base, batting second. Hudson Haskin is in left field, batting third. Cesar Pareto is the shortstop, cleaning up. John Rhodes is the designated hitter, batting fifth. T.T. Bowens at first base, bat sixth. Dante Williams in center field, seventh. Billy Cook at second base, eighth. And Tim Susnara is the catcher, batting ninth. The Bay Sox at the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 16-27 on the season, a one-game losing streak, 6-4 over their last 10, 8-15 when playing in front of home crowds at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox are 7 games out of first place. They are 6th in the 6-team Southwest Division. Harrisburg is 1.5 games out of first, 3rd. In the 6-team Southwest Division. Again, the Bowie lineup features Kerstad, Mayo, Haskin, Prieto, Rhodes, Bowens, Williams, Cook, Susnara, all to face off against Michael Cuevas on the mound. As the left-hander Kerstad digs in, 304 average, a 971 OPS in 40 games, 9 doubles, 3 triples, 10 homers, 21 runs batted in. As Cuevas climbs the hill. Mild shade on the infield, a little bit to the pull side of the left-handed hitter, and the first pitch on its way in, and Kerstad rips it through the gap in a right field for a base hit. Quick start for Heston as he gets his on-base streak back up again after seeing the 29-game on-base streak come to a close on Sunday with an 0-for-4 performance. He's instantly got a new one with a leadoff single. Now Kobe Mayo to bat as the Bay Sox have the first hit of the game in this scoreless contest. 272 average for Mayo, a 907 OPS in 42 games, 14 doubles and a triple, 7 homers, 22 runs batted in. As the first pitch in from Cuevas is too far inside, off speed starts the count out at 1-0. Mayo had a very successful series against Akron last week, 2 home runs, 6 runs batted in, and 7 total hits. As we wait on the 1-0, here it is, and Mayo cracks his bat on a slow floater out toward right field, down, it's a base hit. Texas League single for Kobe Mayo as he continues his on-base streak. He's got hits in 9 of his last 10 games as well for the Bay Sox. A hard hit line drive and a bloop single. Either way, I'm going to count them as line drives on the scorecard both times, Andre, as the Bay Sox have 2 on base now for Hudson Haskin. Making his return to the Bay Sox lineup. Very nice to see Huddy back on a quick return from an injury with AAA Norfolk. He had started the season with the Tides. He's appeared in 18 total games this year and hit .379. First pitch into him here, and he misses a slider outside from Cuevas. It's 1-0 to start. Scoreless game here in the bottom of the first as the Bay Sox, after a successful series against the Akron Rubber Ducks last week on the road, come back and try to carry some of that momentum here at Prince George's Stadium. Long hold from Cuevas, the 1-0, and Haskin grounds it off of himself, foul, third base side. He's down to a knee but upright, and he's going to limp a little bit outside of the batter's box, and the home plate umpire is going to give him a chance to breathe after that one. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Haskin had a long and successful season with Bowie last year. Played in 109 games at a .264 batting average with an .822 OPS, 15 homers, 56 runs batted in. He did get plagued by the injury bug slightly. Hit-by-pitches were kind of a bugaboo for him, but he was able to work through them mostly and, again, still play in over two-thirds of the games. First and second, still none out. As the 1-1 is fouled off of the catcher, hits back to the right side, and it runs the count to a ball and 2 strikes here. Bay Sox seeing Cuevas for, I believe, the second time this season. He only faced them once back in Harrisburg, and the Senators really got a good turn through their rotation across that week on City Island. We can discuss it more as the day goes on. The 1-2 pitch, and Haskin watches a slider for called strike three. Nice off-speed delivery there from Cuevas, and he starts his day with a strikeout. Let's tell you about the defense. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Donovan Casey, Robert Hassel III, and James Wood, Jose Sanchez is at third. Leonel Valera is at short. JT Arruda at second. Frankie Tostado at first. And Brady Lindsley catches behind the plate for Michael Cuevas on the mound. Cesar Prieto into the box. A 360 average and a 903 OPS in 41 games. Righty on lefty, first pitch. Prieto watches it miss up and away. Count starts out at 1-0. Nine doubles and a triple for Prieto. Four homers, 17 RBI. He had, by the numbers, his worst series of the season last week in Akron. It was still a marginally fine series as the 1-0 misses up and away, 2-0. Get you a little bit on Cuevas, too. 21-year-old selected in the 23rd round of the 2019 draft. Youngest player on the Senators roster. Has a 2-0 record and a 4.79 ERA in 8 games. See 30 strikeouts in 35 and 2/3 innings. The 2-0. Too far up and away. 3 balls and no strikes. 19 walks for Cuevas. He's allowed 3 home runs. But I mentioned it, he pitched well against the Bay Sox. The last time he saw them, but we did hold strong and lose the lead late thanks to their own quality pitching performance, but Cuevas turned in a quality start that day. The 3-0. And it's called a strike on the outside half of the plate. Prieto thought he might have gotten the walk, but it's 3-1. Prieto went just 4 for 20 in Akron, and for the first time all season, he struck out more than he walked over a series. 3-1. Outside, and he starts this series with a free pass. It'll load the bases for John Rhodes as we sit scoreless still here in the bottom of the first inning. Prieto walked twice in the Akron series. He entered the series with just 9 walks over 35 games. So to have 3 walks now over his last 6 games, either the patience is getting up or Prieto's just looking for a new challenge when it comes to seeing how he can get on base. The base is loaded for John Rhodes. First pitch into the right-hander, and it misses outside a slider, 1-0 to start. 236 average for Rhodes, a 701 OPS in 30 games. 6 doubles and a triple, 2 homers, 20 RBI. He's 0 for 2 with the bases loaded this season. 1 run batted in. Had to be on a sac fly. As the 1-0 is too far down and away, another slider. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Surprise, no mound visit for Cuevas yet, as he's running into a bit of a bind right now. He fired 6 innings of just 2-run ball against the Bay Sox earlier this month, but he did give up 8 hits, as the 2-0 is nicked foul. Hits off of the plate and rolls over to the third base side, and the count goes to 2-1. Rhodes had a relatively successful Akron series, had a homer, 2 runs batted in, 4 walks. Kerstad at third, Mayo at second, Prieto at first. Still only one out and time called. Rhodes asked for it as we wait on the 2-1 offering. Cuevas is coming off of his best start of the season in Reading. I said it had been a funky series for the Senators, and Cuevas gave them some stability with 6 innings of 2-run ball, a season-high 8 strikeouts. But now the 2-1, and Rhodes nearly takes it on the chin. Up and inside, 3 balls and 1 strike. Aside from that 8-hit appearance against Bowie, Cuevas has allowed 3 hits or fewer in 4 of his last 5 outings. The 3-1, and Rhodes fouls it off of home plate to run the count full. But the way this one is trending, now that he's already up to 18 pitches... I mean, he's only allowed 2 hits. It could stay that way, but at the same time, the Bay Sox could really hit him for something hard. Rhodes 2 for 9 on full counts this season. No runs batted in. 2 strikeouts, 2 walks. Bases loaded. Still only 1 out here in the bottom of the first. As the payoff is grounded hard to third. Backhanded by Sanchez. Sent to Arruda at 2nd for 1. On to Tostado at 1st, and it's an inning-ending double play. The Bay Sox load the bases with only 1 out, and they get nothing from it as Rhodes bounces into his 4th twin killing of the season. On to the 2nd here in Bowie, a scoreless game on Capital Gold WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
The second inning, a scoreless game here in Bowie as the Bay Sox had a big opportunity in the first but came up empty. Loaded the bases with only one out, John Rhodes hit into a double play. 5-6 and 7 in the Harrisburg lineup to bat with Frankie Tostado leading off as Peter Van Loon continues. First pitch, and it's a fastball called for strike on the outside half of the plate, nothing in one. Van Loon hoping for a bit of revenge against Tostado specifically. He had given up a big game-tying home run to the left-hander in Van Loon's appearance against Harrisburg back earlier this month as the next offering misses. Runs the count even at a ball and a strike. 242 average for Tostado, a 765 OPS as the 1-1 is fouled off behind the screen and out of play. One ball and two strikes now. Three doubles, no triples for Tostado, six homers, 27 runs batted in. Van Loon had come in with a 2-0 lead after Garrett Stallings had fired five scoreless. The 1-2, curveball just outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. But Van Loon had run into just a couple of bumps along the way. Allowed a double to the first batter and then a home run to Tostado, who was the fourth batter. 2-2 pitch. Misses once more, and it runs the count full. Tostado on full counts, 133 average, walks nearly half the time. And time called. He only strikes out about a quarter of the time. As we sit scoreless, Van Loon turns and fires the next. Too far down and in, a leadoff walk. Second walk given up by Van Loon today after he walked Jackson Clough on a full count in the first. Stranded him on the very next pitch. But now here's Leonel Valera. With runner at first, none out. Bay Sox in their alternate black jerseys this evening. White pants, white cap. The jersey has that singular teal shoulder stripe on each side and the cursive orange Bay Sox logo on the front side. First pitch to Valera. Is a breaking ball that nearly clips his shoulder. Too far inside, it's 1-0 to start. 215 average for Valera, 583 OPS in 33 games. Four doubles, a triple, two homers, 14 runs batted in. As third base plays in front of the bag. 1-0 pitch. Fastball called for strike in the upper outside corner, it's 1-1. Senators in their road grays, gray pants, and a red cap. As they've got the block-scripted Senators logo on the front side of their jersey. Van Loon delivers the 1-1. Late swing, bounce to the left side, backhanded by Prieto. He's going to go with a rainbow toss to first, but it's late. Very close throw. The fact that Prieto was able to even get it accurately to first base should be commended, but that's an infield single for Leonel Valera, and it did probably help keeping Frankie Tostado from going first to third on that opportunity. But Harrisburg does get their first base hit of the day, and they've got them at first and second with none out. That's exactly what the Bay Sox did in the bottom of the first, and they put up nothing, so Van Loon still with a big opportunity to keep it scoreless here. As Brady Lindsley will bat, squares to bunt the left-hander, and the first pitch is a fastball that is called for strike in the bottom half. Lindsley didn't want to commit. Nothing in one. 218 average for the catcher, 631 OPS in 18 games, three doubles, no triples, no home runs, two runs batted in this year. Van Loon looks back second. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, off speed down and inside, and it's no balls and two strikes. Van Loon's work as a reliever has been better than his work as a starter. He's had it mixed down the middle, three appearances each. This is his fourth start, to say. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball too far outside, and it's one ball and two strikes here on Lindsley. 6.75 ERA as a starter for Van Loon, 4.91 as a reliever with more innings. Again, that four-inning performance last week against Akron was his longest and best of the season. 1-2. Breaking ball lifted in the air. Shallow left. Haskin running down. Prieto was giving it a flyer, but it'll be Haskin to make the catch. A can of corn. And there's one away. So now to the number 8 batter, Jose Sanchez. Well, the Bay Sox have been facing a lot of left-handed batters over the last couple of days. Akron was packed to the gills with lefties. The only times that they put a lot of them on the bench were when they were facing Cade Povich. But when you had the right-handers starting, Akron could have brought in 7 left-handers to their lineup. And much could be said for Harrisburg, too, as the first pitch to Sanchez misses high. It's 1-0 to start. Sanchez, one of just 6 true right-handers on the roster. They've got 1 left-hander on the bench right now, but they've got 5 true lefties and a switch hitter in the lineup, so 6 total. 1-0 to Sanchez. Swing and a miss. Slider up and away. 1 ball and 1 strike. 179 average for Sanchez, a 526 OPS in 33 games. 4 doubles, no triples, 1 homer, 9 runs batted in. Again, a very windless evening here at Prince George's Stadium. As the 1-1 is a late swing, pushed over to third, but Prieto will glove it. He'll go to second for one, but there's no turn. That's the second out of the inning. A great grab by Billy Cook with a heads-up scoop there. I'm interested about Kobe Mayo electing to cede to Cesar Prieto on that play because Prieto had to go backwards against his momentum to throw to second base.
It was a perfect in-betweener. I think Mayo may be worried about diving because if he dives for that ball and has to get to his feet, you might not have any play anywhere.
There was a play in Akron that it kind of reminds me of, and we can discuss it in a second, as JT Arruda digs in, switch hitter, slaps the first pitch foul over to the left side, nothing in one. So at the corners with two outs now, it wasn't a hard line drive, but it was a soft line drive that hit off of Mayo's glove while he was playing in because of a potential bunt attempt, and Prieto grabbed it behind Mayo because it ricocheted off of him. I don't know why it reminds me of that play, but it does. Probably because it was just such a good play. Prieto had to tag a runner going from second to third. Very interesting. Next pitch up and away, and it's one ball and one strike on Arruda, who's hitting .207 this season. 6.06 OPS in 38 games, 4 doubles, a triple, and a homer. 1-1, and he fouls it behind the net. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 13 runs batted in for Arruda. His home run did come against Bowie. As Van Loon looks for a scoreless frame, he's up to 35 pitches so far. 1-2, too far outside, 2-2. Top of the lineup waits on deck two with Robert Hassel. As we sit scoreless here in the top of the second. Very casual day here in Bowie. Looking forward to a fun week ahead, a good weekend specifically. Here's a pickoff throw over to first. No real tag applied. I tell you, all season, I think the best pickoff throw we've seen is Chase McDermott. He's quick to get it over there. 2-2. Check swing, just up and away, as Arruda had flinched on it more than anything. Runs it full. Arruda a 130 average on full counts. He strikes out more often than he walks on them. But a big chance here. Runner at first will get a jump as the 3-2 is in there for strike three. Got him with a fastball, lower inside corner, and Van Loon picks up his second strikeout at a critical moment. We're on to the bottom of the second, still scoreless here in Bowie. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Now back to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNEV.
Well, once again, welcome into Prince George's Stadium. Glad you're sticking with us for a little bit of Bay Sox Baseball as we sit scoreless into the bottom of the second. T.T. Bowens leads off for Bowie. Facing off against Michael Cuevas, who needed 18 pitches for a scoreless first, getting out of a bases-loaded jam. First pitch, and Bowens cracks it into deep left field. Casey, running back, looking up, and it's over his head off of the warning track. Bowens had a tough turnaround first, hesitates on his way up to second. He's going to slide in and just beats out the tag. That's a leadoff double for T.T. Bowens, his fifth of the season, and it was maybe a bit lucky on the back end, too, there, Andre. Did you catch that? He was definitely caught up on something with his round of first.
Well, we mentioned it in the pregame show, a lot of precipitation, unforeseen precipitation at that, and sometimes it can make those corners around the bases a little tricky, a little heavy with the infield dirt.
Well, I'm also not sure if he saw a great grab on the bounce from Casey and just maybe second-guessed for a sec. Either way, he's into second base. Who cares? Here's Dante Williams. 150 average, a 552 OPS, as the Bay Sox have a leadoff hit from both innings so far. First pitch in, and the left-hander sends it into center field on a line. Hassel initially ran in, has to run out, and he made a mistake. It's off his glove and out to the wall. Bowens will score. Williams is into second base to replace him, and the Bay Sox lead 1-0 here in the second. Boy, Hassel just really played that one poorly. Ran in probably 2-3 steps and then realized, oh, this one is actually pretty hard hit. Sprinted out and came up wrong as it just ticked off the top of his glove. Bay Sox have their first run after coming up empty on that previous bases loaded opportunity. Back-to-back doubles. Williams picks up his fifth and his 18th RBI. Now Billy Cook to bat. First pitch. And Cook watches off-speed, missed just a bit high. Count starts out at 1-0. 2.14 average for Cook, a 6.65 OPS in 38 games. Six doubles, a triple, four homers, 19 runs batted in. Williams was dancing off of second base before that first pitch. A little calmer right now. As the 1-0 is a nice slider, but moves too far outside. Two balls and no strikes. Cook has had a spectacular month of May. 300 average, all four of his home runs. Striking out at a marginally slower rate. As Cuevas stares at Williams at second, the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball down, it's two balls and one strike. Early offense is huge for the Bay Sox. They were such a good team early on this season when it came to scoring first. And they were having a tough time holding on to those leads. But now that the pitching staff has been turning its corner, the 2-1, too far inside, 3-1. The offense had been a little bit slow to continue that pace of scoring first. At least that was my perception of it, Andre. And if they can get back to that like they are now, then Bowie can really start to string together some wins. 3-1 in from Cuevas, and Cook watches a called strike. He realized he probably should have gone after that and backs out of the box for his timeout. Cook, an 0.56 average on full counts this season. Strikes out nearly 40% of the time. Much higher than his walk rate. Now the payoff from Cuevas, and Cook swings and gets a piece into the mitt of the catcher for strike three. Another off-speed down and away, And that's the second strikeout for Cuevas. That's probably the only knock on Billy Cook here in the month of May, is that strikeout rate on full count. And it doesn't come up that often, of course, but it is something of note, especially when the Orioles as an organization have taken such a high priority on pitches per plate appearance, driving up pitch counts and running counts full. Here's Tim Susnara. Pickoff throw to second, and there's nobody there! Williams goes to third. Valera had gone to second base for probably about 5 seconds earlier, realized the throw wasn't coming, and went back to his position at short. I guess Cuevas thought he was still there. Turned and just threw it into center field. So an E1 pushes Williams to third base. We've seen balks, but those are even more interesting. The infield will play in as Susnara still waits for his first pitch. Here it comes, and he watches it miss high. Fastball starts it out at 1-0. It's been a 1-0 start on every batter that hasn't made contact with the opening pitch. 1-0, and it misses outside, 2-0. So to say, Heston Kerstad singled on the first pitch, then the next four batters all started ahead 1-0. T.T. Bowens and Dante Williams each doubled on the first pitch, and then Cook and Susnara each started ahead 1-0. So it's either been a ball or a ball in play. The 2-0, and Susnara fouls it off back to the screen. Two balls and one strike. An 0-50 average for Tim, a 145 OPS in six games, no extra base hits and two runs batted in, but I said this in Akron, and I'm going to keep saying it because it's going to stay true. His offense is being overshadowed as the ground ball to the right side is picked by the first baseman, Tostado. Williams will score with that hard catch by the first baseman. He goes to the bag and retires Susnara. A 3 unassisted, but an RBI. Bowie leads 2-0. So his offense does add in there, but Susnara's guidance, veteran presence behind the plate, has been a bit of a turning point for the Bay Sox staff. Susnara on the season has a catcher's ERA of 2.25. Here's Heston Kerstad, first pitch, misses. And it's 1-0 to start. Heston singled on the first pitch he saw, a hard hit ball to right field to open the first. 1-0. And he watches curveball called for strike on the inside edge. It's 1-1. The Bay Sox had loaded the bases in the first but came up empty. Here in the second, though, they've brought across two runs thanks to a pair of leadoff doubles. 1-1, and Kerstad bounces it high over to the right side, but slowly. Charging and gloving at the chest, Arruda, and he's able to toss it overhand to first in time. An unearned run thanks to an error, but two doubles equals two runs for the Bay Sox, and we're on to the third here on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Ram's Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Ram's Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you, because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org. That's luminishealth.org to schedule today.
It's a busy weekend here at Prince George's Stadium. It starts on Saturday. Well, I guess it starts on Friday more so, but we've got fireworks and Star Wars night on Saturday. That's the one I'm excited for. Dozens of Star Wars characters, lightsaber battles, and interactive exhibits to get your hands on, while the Bay Sox will be wearing special Star Wars jerseys that'll be auctioned off later on to benefit the Maryland Medical System Foundation. We're on to the third, and the first pitch here to Robert Hassel misses inside. It's 1-0 to start. Again, Star Wars Day with accompanying postgame fireworks, Saturday, June 3rd. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. 1-0 pitch misses high, and it's two balls and no strikes from Peter Van Loon. Top of the lineup with Hassel, then James Wood and Jackson Clough. Hassel flew out to left field on an 0-1 pitch in the first. 2-0, and he lines it to left field this time, up the line, but foul. Sliced it a little bit, and I think he cracked his bat in the process. Definitely sounded that way on the first swing. That's exactly why he's going to walk over and get a new bat. So he'll get back in. His third base still plays in. 2-1 from Van Loon. Fastball called, strike at the knees. And it's two balls and two strikes. Former number one prospect of the San Diego Padres. And I was talking a little bit earlier today with Kyle Moore, and we just both kind of aired out confusion as to what's going on with San Diego these days. As the 2-2 is a curveball misses high, count runs full. Hassel on the season, 250 average on full counts. Walks about 40% of the time. All that money they spent, all those pieces they traded away, and they still can't get it together. 3-2, lifted foul out of play, count stays.
It's been a problem for them for quite some time. They've never had a roster this talented, but you remember the days of Justin Upton, James Shields, all of those acquisitions didn't really pan out for him either.
3-2. Swing and a piece into the mid of the catcher for strike three. Third strikeout for Peter Van Loon. First out of the third inning, and now on to James Wood. I mean, the conversation could move into James Wood, too. He was part of the Juan Soto deal. Named one of Washington's co-hitters of the year in their minor league last season, despite a trade deadline acquisition. And that might be why. Line drive just foul. Do you hear that pop? Nothing in one to start, though, after Wood struck out looking on a full count offering back in the first. I'll tell you, the fan of consistency in me was mostly confused as the 0-1 misses outside. 1-1 was mostly confused by the Nationals calling him up for a Sunday debut in Reading in the middle of a series. 1-1, grounded foul, one ball and two strikes. Just let him play the last Sunday game in Fredericksburg and then just send him to Harrisburg on Monday. It's just a little odd to me. And it would have been faster, too, to just have him meet the team here in Bowie. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball lifted into deep center. Williams hesitates and takes a leisurely pace back before a bucket catch at the chest is the second out. But, hey, I mean, Washington's making their own decisions. They're spending their money. Here's Jackson Clough. Again, a winless and quiet day here at Prince George's Stadium. But as Bowie leads 2-0, no complaints. First pitch. Clough watches called strike. Lower inside corner. It's nothing and one. Van Loon lost him on a full count back in the first inning. He got stranded at first, though. As the next. Misses up and away. One ball and one strike. One just misses. Two balls and one strike here on Clough. Ran through some of the numbers last week. Bowie picking up 4 wins in Akron as the 2-1. Is too far down and in. 3 balls and one strike. First time that the Bay Sox had won a series at Canal Park. They'd won series against Akron, yeah, sure. But first series win at Canal Park since 2019. That's a notoriously tough place to play, unfortunately. For a lot of reasons. 3-1. Right down Broadway, called strike. So 2 full counts against Clough. Handful of full counts from Van Loon so far today. This is already the 5th. As the payoff is swung on late and lifted out of play. Goes to the left side. Count stays full. Another 3-2. Misses low, and Van Loon loses Clough for the second time. Similar outcome here in the third as the first, a strikeout and a flyout, followed by a two-out walk to Clough on a full count. See if Casey flies out to center field, just like he did to end the first inning. About a 2-0 Bowie lead, four hits for the Bay Sox, one for Harrisburg. As the first is called a strike on the outside half of the plate, nothing in one. Casey went after the first pitch back in the first inning. Still no wind to really talk about today. The 0-1 is checked on. Slider down and away, no appeal. It's 1-1. That is going to be a routine week. Regular 6:35 games with Chase McDermott going tomorrow for Bowie. After his 5 2/3 last week, Houston Roth will get the start for the Bay Sox the day after. Runner goes, 1-1 pitch, down and away, and since it was to the side of Susnari, he couldn't throw. Runs the count to 2-1 as Clough picks up the stolen base, his 10th of the season. That is the third steal that Susnari has allowed. There's only been 3 attempts against him. 2-1, breaking ball, served up towards second, and a bad read by Billy Cook as he danced on it. It'll get into center field for an RBI. Base hit for Casey as Clough rounds and scores. That's stolen base coming in handy, and it's 2-1. That's where the small ball can maybe help you a little bit. Two out, full count walk, a stolen base, and then just a flared single out past the second baseman. Donovan Casey does have a little bit of speed himself. If they want to try for it, with a left-hander in the box too, Frankie Tostado to bat. He walked back in the second. Runner goes, first pitch is called a strike outside, and Susnara throws it a bit wide. Comes up empty. Harrisburg starting to smell a little bit of blood in the water as they steal two bases on 3 pitches.
That was an excellent jump from Casey, too. Van Loon didn't really look him back too aggressively, and he was off well before he started delivering out of the stretch.
So it's nothing and one to start on Tostado. The next pitch popped up. Foul ground, maybe. Right side. Yeah, it's foul. Susnara behind home without the mask makes the catch. Two-out RBI single. Does get Harrisburg on the board, but the Bay Sox still lead as we move to the bottom of the third. It's 2-1 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the third here in Bowie, a 2-1 Bay Sox lead as Kobe Mayo bats. Harrisburg able to get a run across the board with 2 outs thanks to a walk, a stolen base, and a single. But Bowie will try and rebound with 2, 3, and 4 coming up to the plate. Mayo and a single with A 1-0 count in the first. Michael Cuevas up to 33 pitches so far. First offering here misses too far inside, 1-0. Well, the trend's continuing. Cuevas is either throwing a first-pitch ball or the first pitch is a base hit. All 10 batters, it's been one of those two outcomes. 1-0 pitch. Slider called for strike in the lower outside corner. It's 1-1. But for him, it was a lengthy third inning for Peter Van Loon, so his contemporary is still staying relatively the same. 1-1, grounded hard to third. A rocket nearly between the legs of Jose Sanchez, but he's able to keep his glove in front of it. And fired a first in time, 5-3 put out, and there's one away. Van Loon needed 24 pitches for the third inning, facing five batters. He's been running the count full a ton today. I said he was at five. It's more than that. It's at six right now. And Hudson Haskin will bat his second plate appearance of the day. Struck out looking back in the first. First pitch here. And he swings and misses on an off-speed down and in. Count starts out at nothing and one. I remember Hudson last year, and I don't know if it's carried over this season. Haven't checked his numbers. He was one of the most liable batters all season to attack the first pitch. And it did catch up to him at a couple of points where a lot of times pitchers just wouldn't give him anything even remotely close to the zone of the first pitch. Here's the 0-1, and he swings and misses again on a low off-speed. It's nothing in two. And again, I haven't checked the numbers to see if that's maybe changed across his season mostly spent with AAA Norfolk. The 0-2 pitch, and he swings and misses on a slider. That's three pitches, three swinging strikes, and Cuevas has his third strikeout of the day. 2-1, Bowie leads here in the bottom of the third as Cesar Prieto will bat. He drew a 3-1 walk back in the first inning but got taken out on a double play that ended the frame as the infield plays him on a mild shift. First pitch, and the lefty watches it miss up and away. Count starts out at 1-0. They're talking about how Prieto had, just strictly by the numbers, his worst series of the season last week. The 1-0 was swung on and missed down a curveball. One ball and one strike. And it does seem as if, from watching last week's series, he is swinging and missing a little bit more, as the 1-1 is grounded to second, should end the inning. Arruda gloves from a knee, gets up and throws to first. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Cuevas. Prieto struck out only three times last week, but that's still a lot for him. On to the fourth. Andre has the play-by-play next on Capital Gold WNAV.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Peter Van Loon still out there for Bowie as we head to the top half of the fourth inning. Lino Valera set to lead off for Harrisburg. 6-7-8 in the Senators lineup. Bowie leads 2-1. And second time through for the right-hander on the bump for Bowie. First pitch out of the windup to Valera. Misses down low for a ball. Count starts at 1-0. It's been a good outing so far for Van Loon. His best thus far as a starter for the Bay Sox as he's pitching. Four innings deep for the first time. First pitch is a called strike. Next pitch, I should say, outside edge. Stings with the fastball. And the count goes to 1-1. Right-hander is up in the Bay Sox bullpen. Connor Loprich currently tossing. 1-1 pitch. And the off-speed misses just up and away. Counts 2-1. It would have been interesting to see who is next for the Bay Sox. Garrett Stallings has been working in the back end of tandems with Peter Van Loon. The 2-1 pitch. Valera swings and misses at a breaking ball away, and the count's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Van Loon did well to pull the string on him there. But Loprich getting loose. Again, there wasn't a lot of consistent action for the Bay Sox short relievers in Akron, due in part to the success of the starting pitching. 2-2 to Valera. He flinches at an off-speed away, but takes, keeps the bat on his shoulder. The count goes full here. So Loprich could come into action. He could also just be warming in case Van Loon can't get out of the fourth inning. Payoff on the way. Check swing. He did not go. They'll peel down to first just to make sure, but it's ball four outside here to Valera. He reaches for the second time tonight. It's a fourth walk for Peter Van Loon. Unless I'm all mistaken. No, they've all come on a full count. It's been a lot of full counts for the right-hander. Fourth free pass. Harrisburg, a leadoff base runner here in the fourth. That'll bring up Brady Lindsley. 0-for-1 on the day. The left-handed hitting catcher digs in. Deep breath from Van Loon. He'll check back the runner. This is a Harrisburg team that has pace on the base pass. Valera 3-for-4. And personal note, swiping bags. They've already stolen 2 in the last inning against Tim Susnara behind the dish. First pitch on the way. Runner stays put, and it's whacked foul left side. Above the netting and into the seats. And onto the concourse. 0-1 here to Lindsley. Fly ball out to left field. First time up for him. Runner goes. Next pitch is whacked foul again left side. Another blooper bounces its way down, and the count's quickly nothing and two. And we mentioned some of the bats that had been joining the Harrisburg roster as of late to bolster that lineup in the additions of James Wood and the settling in of guys like Hassel. But Lindsley's finding himself in a situation where he's getting more regular playing time. 0-2 is whacked fair into right field for a base hit. Past the outstretched second baseman, Cook. It goes out to Kerstad in right. Hard round from Valera, who's into third. First to third on the single, and Harrisburg has something going here against Peter Van Loon in the fourth. They're at the corners with nobody out on the Senators' third hit. That extends Lindsley's on-base streak now to 6 games after that hard hit single. Third hit for the Senators brings up the 8-hole man, Jose Sanchez. And a dicey situation now for Van Loon to try to wiggle out of. Harrisburg gets a tying run 90 feet away. Sanchez steps in, reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. Right on right, first pitch, fastball tight. Sanchez takes, and it's 1-0. Sanchez just a 176 hitter this season with runners in scoring position. Lindsley off of first and off of third is Valera. Next pitch comes in inside as well. 2 balls and no strikes here to Sanchez. Right-hander set, the deep breath, 2-0 pitch. Swung on, elevated, right field. Kerstad started in, now goes back, jogging towards the foul line. Curls around, makes a catch. Runner tags from third. Throw comes in, it gets cut off by the shortstop Prieto out at second base. Valera scores on an RBI sack fly from Jose Sanchez. Lindsley stays put at first, and Harrisburg has tied the game at 2. RBI number 10 on the season for Sanchez, and still a runner out on first with 1 out for the 9-hole man, JT Arruda. Fourth successful sacrifice as well as Kyle Moore is out of the Bay Sox dugout. It looks like this could be it here for Peter Van Loon. Almost makes it 2 times through the lineup, but ran into a bit of trouble. And again, still stretching himself out. He'll see himself go 3 1/3 here tonight. The line's still open on him. Connor Loprich set to enter for the Bay Sox. We'll have more on the right-hander when we come back. Tie ball game here at Prince George's Stadium on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Well, the day is done for Peter Van Loon after 3 1/3. The line's still open on him as the Bay Sox dig into their bullpen. And what's a tie ball game right now, Prince George's Stadium. The first of six between Bowie and Harrisburg, knotted up at 2. And it's the right-hander Connor Loprich on the mound for the Bay Sox, looking to stop the bleeding here in the top half of the fourth inning. Loprich stands at 6'3", 215 pounds, out of California, was acquired by the Orioles organization in a trade in 2020 for cash considerations with the Pittsburgh Pirates, originally a 20th round pick of Pittsburgh back in 2018. He's had a stellar season so far here in his second full season thus far at Double A. 9 appearances, a .84 ERA. He's only allowed one earned run of the 6 runs he's allowed to cross in 10 and 2-thirds on 10 hits. Walked 7, struck out 17. Opponents are hitting .233 against him. He's set to face a switch hitting JT Arruda, the 9-hole man in the Harrisburg lineup. Digs into the lefty box, waves bat high overhead. First pitch from Loprich is an off-speed that clips the top edge of the zone. A called strike, nothing in 1 to Arruda. 9-hole man for Harrisburg's 0-for-1 today. He went down looking on strikes his last time up. Off of first base is Brady Lindsley. 0-1 from Loprich. Swing and a miss. I think that's a piece of it actually out of the glove of Susnara. So a foul ball, but it's nothing in 2. The time the changeup fading away from the left-handed bat, and Loprich quickly ahead upon his insertion into this game. Was a decent outing for Peter Van Loon, who has, again, struggled pitching deeper into games so far this season, but a decent night. Deep breath from Loprich before the 0-2 pitch. He swung on, hit on the ground, up the middle, ranging over Cook, gets around on it, flips to Prieto for 1. The throw to first, not in time. Beaten out by Arruda to stay out of the twin killing. But 4-6 erases Lindsley for the second out of the inning. Arruda reaches on a fielder's choice. He's on first base with 2 outs. Flip over the lineup here for Harrisburg and Robert Hassel. Loprich features a 4-seamer, a changeup, a curveball, a slider, and a cutter. Full arsenal for him. And he's set to face Robert Hassel III. 0-for-2 today. A fly ball out and a strikeout. Into the left-handed box, the first pitch. He has fastball tight. Hassel flinched his hands but kept the bat head back, and the count's 1-0. Loprich comes set, looks back the runner at first. Now take a look. Ruda's back with a head first dive before a tag can be applied by first baseman Bowens. 12-for-14, Arruda is one of the more potent base stealers for Harrisburg. His lead almost stretches to the edge of the cutoff over at first base. Stays put as the 1-0. Floats in high. 2 balls and no strikes here to Hassel. 3 1/3 for Van Loon. 3 hits, 2 runs, both of which were earned on 4 walks and 3 strikeouts. He threw 74 pitches. 41 of them hit the zone for strikes. Just a few too many deep counts, and then Harrisburg starting to find that hard contact in the fourth inning. 2-0. Hassel takes just north of the letters a fastball. He's ahead 3 balls and no strikes. Hassel, disciplined hitter. High contact bat, takes his walks. He's ahead here 3-0. Next pitch from Loprich. And he gets a fastball across at the letters, a called strike. Makes a count 3-1. For Loprich, last time he pitched in the stadium was the only earned run he allowed all season. An inning and a third against Altoona didn't actually feature
at all last week in Akron. Runner goes, 3-1 pitch is swung on and popped up. Mile high into right center field. Kerstad is drifting over, and the right fielder looks to take charge. Make the catch atop his cap and retire the side. Harrisburg does get a run back to tie the game on the RBI sacrifice fly from Jose Sanchez. Two even as we head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Sun slowly starting to make its way down at Prince George's Stadium, but there is still plenty of sunlight to speak of. The stadium lights have come on as we reach the bottom half of the fourth inning. Still tied up at two between the Bay Sox and the Senators. John Rhodes, T.T. Bowens, Dante Williams, the scheduled three to hit for the Bay Sox in the frame. Michael Cuevas still out there for Harrisburg. Second time through the order. The first pitch, fastball stings the top edge of the zone for a called strike. It's 0-1, the right-handed hitting DH John Rhodes. Rhodes 0-1 today as the next pitch comes in. Off-speed misses inside. Didn't have a lot of break on it as it snaps the inside of the glove for an even count at a ball and a strike. Rhodes backed off the plate outside of the righty box. Cuevas working quickly out of the wind up the 1-1. Rhodes check swing. They'll peel down to first. He did not go on an off-speed away. Counts 2-1. Rhodes bounced into a 5-4-3 double play that ended the bottom half of the first inning. Bowie had loaded the bases in the frame with one out, but were unable to play to run. 2-1 pitch. Rhodes grounds it foul. Just adjacent to the Senators' dugout, the count's now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowie would get two across then in the second inning. Back-to-back doubles from Bowens and Williams, who are scheduled to hit in the frame, and then an RBI ground out from Tim Susnara. But Harrisburg, running each of the last two frames, has got it back even as Rhodes spoils a pitch inside foul. Keep the count the same at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuevas has lived up to the billing. He's pitched to a lot of contact, but been in the zone more often than not. 2-2 pitch here to Rhodes. And he watches just low. Tried to get him to chase the off-speed, but now the count fills. Just one walk so far for Cuevas to go along with 3 strikeouts. Rhodes looking to keep his 16-game on-base streak alive, maybe reach to start the frame. The payoff on the way. Rhodes watches, called strike 3. Right at the letters, froze him. Another looking strikeout for Cuevas. It's his 4th overall, 2nd looking. And there's one down here in the bottom of the 4th. So one out and the base is empty as T.T. Bowens comes to bat. Into the right-handed box, he awaits the first pitch. Swings and sends it foul. Nearly another first pitch ambush to Bowens, who sits in an 0-1 hole as he grounds that one to the left side. First pitch screeching double into left center field. Another extra base hit for T.T. Bowens his first time up. 0-1 is lifted in the air right side and well onto the concourse. Quickly nothing in two. Now 8 of 11 hits at the double-A level for Bowens have gone for extra bases. 5 doubles, 3 home runs. 0-2 pitch. Watches outside, pitch away. Counts 1-2. Is action in the Bay Sox bullpen after Connor Loprich got the last 2 outs of that 4th inning. Garrett Stallings now getting loose. The anticipated back end of the tandem for Bowie as the 1-2 is a called strike 3.
breaking ball that broke over the middle of the plate. Bowens thought it was going to end inside, turned his back to the pitch. What's another looking strikeout for Cuevas, give him 5 Ks overall on the evening, and there's 2 down. Good firm command of that curveball in the frame so far. 2 outs, bases empty for Dante Williams. Left-handed hitting center fielder. Delivered an RBI double his first time up, and the first pitch to him here is a fastball. A little high, a little inside. He takes and starts him out at 1-0. Next pitch, quickly on the way. He'll take inside again. This time the off-speed delivery. 2 balls and no strikes. Well, Williams, who's had a tough May at times at the plate, is really at least looked now to begin to turn a serious corner. 2-0. He slashes this one foul right side. Just foul up the first base line, and the count goes to 2-1. But that's what we've seen, a lot more hard contact from Dante Williams. His double was slightly misjudged in center field by Robert Hassel his first time up, but he hit the ball on the screws, and that's a lot of what he did last week as well. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Change up that faded away, got him out in front, the count's 2-2. Williams has now reached base in 8 of his last 10 games, and if you include his numbers from the Akron series, 5 of his last 13. A couple of home runs and now a double in there as well. 2-2, 2 outs. Nobody on in a 2-2 game. The pitch is sprayed foul left side. Slightly over the head of the third base coach, Kyle Moore. It bounces into the Harrisburg bullpen, and the count stays the same to Williams. Cuevas looking for his second straight 1-2-3 frame. He's really settled into this start as the night's gone on. Next 2-2. Williams swings and sends a flare into shallow left field. Casey started out, now jogs in, and camps underneath to make the catch. 1-2-3 frame for Michael Cuevas, retired 7 in a row. And we're still 2-2 as we head to the fifth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Pitching change for the Bay Sox as we head to the top half of the fifth inning here from Prince George's Stadium. Bowie and Harrisburg tied up at 2. The right-hander Garrett Stallings on the mound. Third Bay Sox arm of the night. The anticipated back end of the tandem with Peter Van Loon, who started the game. We'll now kick it off here in the top half of the fifth inning. 2-3-4 scheduled to bat for Harrisburg as Stallings gets set to make another relief appearance. We'll have more on the right-hander here in just a minute. For now, James Wood digs into the left-handed batter's box, 0-2 on the day, and he takes the first pitch called strike on the off-speed. Count starts at 0-1. So Stallings on the season has been a mixed bag. 1-2 with a 5.08 ERA is the next pitch from Wood. Wild wave and a miss. Another breaking ball that snapped away from the left-handed hitter, and the count's quickly 0-2. 8 appearances for Stalling, 5 starts. He's thrown 33 2/3 frames, allowed 19 earned runs on 35 hits, 6 home runs. Been the hampering for him as the 0-2 misses low to Wood, takes in the counts 1-2. 7 walks, 33 strikeouts, opponents are hitting 261 against him, but more to the tail than just that. 1-2 pitch is reached for a foul by Wood up the first baseline. It trickles towards the Bay Sox dugout and the count stays
Stallings has very interesting splits when you take a look at his work in the front end of a tandem versus the back end of a tandem when he's coming out of the bullpen instead of starting the game. 1-2. Hit on the ground towards second. Cook gets around on it, playing deep in the hole, and a sidearm toss to first in time. 4-3 put out. Erases James Wood, and there's one down here in the fifth. Bases stay empty as Jackson Clough, the designated hitter, comes to the plate. So Stallings, this is his fourth relief appearance. He's started five games. He's thrown 25 innings as a starter, and his ERA is 1.44. Now, if you just isolate the numbers when a pitcher starts at the AA level, it's one of the best averages in all of AA. First pitch from Jackson Clough is reached for, tapped up the first baseline. Bowens takes it to the bag himself, wins the race, three unassisted, and quickly two down. And maybe Garrett Stallings is trying to set the notion here the other way, because in his three relief appearances, he's only gone 8 2/3. And his ERA is 15.58. He's allowed 15 of his 19 earned runs just in those 8 2/3 as a reliever. So he's had the mojo when he started games, but he struggled to build momentum when coming out of the bullpen. Pretty good start here. Two down, the base is empty. First pitch misses low and away to Donovan Casey. The count's 1-0. He's also maneuvering right now in the most dangerous part of this Harrisburg lineup and doing so with pretty good success. Casey's 1-for-2 today. RBI single. Swing and a miss. Right-handed bat. 1-1 as Stallings sneaks a fastball past him over the outer third. Right-hander working with a lot of pace on the mound. Out of the windup, the 1-1. Hit on the ground left side. Mayo, third baseman, gives it a look, but it's foul. As it trickles over towards the third base coach's box, and the count's 1-2 here to Casey. So a good start for Stallings if he's going to right the ship. One pitch away from getting out of this frame, 1-2-3, the 1-2. Casey reaches, pokes it foul, lifting up in the air right side. It'll head over towards the lighthouse and bounce off the concourse. Count will stay. Still a 2-2 game here in the top half of the fifth. 1-2 from Stallings. A check swing from Casey. It's just outside as he tried to get him to chase the curveball away. Counts 2-2. Next pitch on the way, and Casey slashes it foul again off the netting above the Bay Sox dugout. Some two-strike fight here against Garrett Stallings. Casey had a decent series for Harrisburg in Reading, 4-for-16. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Stallings gets him downstairs with the off-speed, a swinging strikeout and a 1-2-3 frame out of the Bay Sox bullpen. Bowie Bats will look to go to work now in the bottom half of the fifth. 2-2 ball game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know. So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNEV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Right-hander Michael Cuevas continues to cruise on the mound for Harrisburg. Bay Sox bats looking to go to work. It's a 2-2 game in the bottom half of the fifth as the right-handed hitting Billy Cook leads things off. The first pitch to Cook is a fastball inside. Backs him up off a home plate and the count's 1-0. Cook is 0-for-1 today. Struck out swinging back in the second inning. Tim Susnaro, the nine-hole man, waits behind him. And then the top of the order in Heston Kerstad. 1-0 pitch. Outside again. A fastball counts 2-0. There's been plenty of rhythm for Cuevas here in these last two frames. It was just a 17-pitch, 1-2-3, fourth inning. That has him now 61 pitches, including these first two offerings to Cook. Next pitch is swung on, popped up. Right side, foul ground. Off with the mask is the catcher, Lindsley, over towards the Bay Sox on deck circle. He's able to creep in and make the catch in front of Tim Susnaro. So Cook retired second time tonight. One out, and the base is empty here in the bottom half of the fifth. Of a tie game as the nine-hole man Susnaro comes to bat. Susnaro 0-for-1 today, but his one time he was retired was a productive at-bat, in fairness, as he takes a look at the first pitch down 1-0. Susnaro rolled over to the first baseman, Tostado, his first time up, but it came with Dante Williams over at third base and was able to get Bowie their second run of that second inning. Gave him a 2-0 lead at the time. He lifts his arms out of the way of an inside fastball, counts 2-0 here to Cuevas. Nobody up even stretching in the Harrisburg pen, and I think at the rate that Cuevas has been going, that's not too surprising. 2-0. And Susnaro takes on the outside edge a called strike, gets Cuevas back in the count at 2-1. Just north of 60 pitches isn't necessarily low for Cuevas in terms of pitch count either. 2-1 pitch, low and inside, 3-1. Probably some concern with the amount that he's missed the strike zone already in this frame. That's 5 out of the zone compared to just 2 in the zone thus far, as he's falling behind Susnaro here, 3-1. And he's about to set to face the lineup third time through. 3-1 pitch. Susnaro laces it back up the middle. Line drive single into center field for a base hit. Could be good to get Susnaro going. It's the fifth hit of the night for the Bay Sox, and it turns around the lineup here for Heston Kerstad with one out in the frame. Kerstad digs into the left-handed batter's box, 1-for-2 today. He hit a similar rocket to that one off the bat of Susnaro. The first pitch of the game in the bottom half of the first inning. Ultimately left stranded, also grounded out to second base on a weak tapper last time up. Well, first pitch, well outside. Lindsley out of his crouch to snare the changeup that didn't break. Missed well away, a little high as well, and the count's 1-0 to Kerstad. Wiggles the bat off his left shoulder, standing upright in the lefty box. 1-0 pitch. Lifts the left leg high and takes. Cuevas offering upstairs, counts 2-0. And Cuevas has gone north of 90 pitches already twice this season. One of them was against Bowie, threw 95 pitches in his six outings on City Island back this past month. 2-0 pitch, Kerstad sends a bouncing ball up the middle. Cuevas snares high over his head, looks at second, his only throw is to first, and makes it in time, just off to the third base side of the mound to nab Kerstad. 1-3 put out, up to second on the play is Susnaro. Two outs and a runner on second for Kobe Mea.
I think Cuevas might have gotten a little bit of short-term PTSD after that error when trying to pick off Dante Williams. He didn't want to make the same mistake. Went for the more surefire out.
Of course, allowed Williams to reach third in that inning before Susnaro plated him. He's in scoring position here for Kobe Mayo. 1-for-2 day for Mayo. He takes first pitch high. Counts 1-0. Well, Mayo is the guy the Bay Sox would one up in this situation with an opportunity to knock the go-ahead run across. Mayo has been swinging a particularly hot bat as of late. He waits the 1-0, and the pitch watches off-speed float outside. Two balls and no strikes. 15-game on-base streak now for Mayo. He has hits in 10 of 11 games during that stretch, and four straight as well. Team high, 22 RBIs, a .231 hitter with runners in scoring position. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Mayo swings and sends one into the right center field gap. Wood racing back. It's going to split the gap. One hop off the base of the wall. Susnaro around to score. Mayo jogging into second base. Team leading 15th double of the season for Kobe Mayo, and a team leading 23rd RBI. Susnaro scores. Bay Sox back on top. It's 3-2.
You know, one of the things that was a great piece of praise for Connor Norby last season, especially from Kyle Moore, he raved about it constantly, was the opposite field power for Norby. And while I don't think Mayo necessarily has the same amount of power to the opposite field, he can crack it to the opposite field and hit the gaps so well. And, boy, did it pay off.
Speaking of plenty of pop, now at the plate in Hudson Haskin is Mayo has continued to show that opposite field approach. Haskin, two strikeouts so far tonight. First pitch nearly hits him as the curveball has just enough to drift inside and make the count 1-0. Mayo had that opposite field shot, the home run in the game against Altoona on Sunday back here at Prince George's Stadium. That allowed Bowie to salvage a split in that series. 1-0. Haskin takes low and away, counts two balls and no strikes. Now for Mayo, that's four doubles in his last seven games. He's really found a groove when it's come to the extra base bop. Also, three home runs in that stretch as well. So here's Haskin, 2-0, takes a called strike. Wave us back in there, 2-1. There is now a sweatshirt that's beginning to be shed down the left field line in the Senators' bullpen. Nobody throwing yet. Cuevas, again, tends to have plenty of juice left in his arm, but third time through, he's starting to fall behind hitters, and that's a concerning trend for him. A trend for the Bay Sox, maybe put up a crooked number in this frame. 2-1, hit on the ground, left side, down the line, just foul. Sanchez was watching it all the way behind the third base bag. He actually missed it with the backhand jab. Fortunately enough for him, it's just strike two to Haskin. Three-two, Bowie leads it, bottom half of the fifth, RBI double moments ago from Kobe Mayo to give the Bay Sox the lead back. Had a 2-0 lead in the bottom half of the second inning. Getting it back here in the bottom half of the fifth. 2-2, two outs, runner on second. The pitch from Michael Cuevas to Hudson Haskin. It swung on and tapped left side, this time playable for the third baseman Sanchez. Reaches down below, off his left shoe top, running to his left, snares it, throws to first in time. 5-3 put out, retires Haskin in the side, but an RBI double from Kobe Mayo gives Bowie the lead back. 3-2 Bay Sox, headed to the sixth on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Luminous Health provides high-quality expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100-plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capitol Gold WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Ricky Tostado scheduled to bat for Harrisburg. 5-6-7 in the Harrisburg lineup, scheduled to face Garrett Stallings. 3-2 Bowie as we head to the top half of the sixth inning. As Frankie Tostado digs in. 0-for-1 day with a walk. First pitch, check swing. He's able to hold up at an off-speed down low in the zone. And the count goes to one ball and no strikes here to Tostado. Big inning for Bowie in the grand scheme of things, taking the lead in the bottom half of the fifth. 1-0. Tostado lifts one to left field. Haskin back towards the track. It's hooking, and it's just foul. Frankie Tostado has been swinging a hot bat as of late, and he just missed a game-tying opposite field home run. Allowed strike one, and the count's 1-1 here. Two home runs for Tostado last week in Reading. Also had a big home run against Bowie that tied the game, ironically, against the back end of this tandem, Peter Van Loon, the last time they pitched against Harrisburg. 1-1, misses low and away, counts two balls and one strike. It was only a 3-for-19 series for Tostado, but he got going in the back end of it as a 2-1 wild wave and a miss at a changeup. Down low in the dirt, and the count's 2 balls and 2 strikes. But right at the end of that series, after Tostado got going, as he takes time here before the 2-2, he really started to turn it up. He's in the midst of a 6-game hitting streak, does not have a hit yet tonight, but in that stretch, he's batting almost 400 with 3 home runs. 2-2 from Stallings. Is lifted in the air. Shallow center field. Prieto, the shortstop's on the edge of the outfield grass, takes a couple steps to his left and makes a catch. Couple of pop-ups on the infield for Tostado tonight. Bowie's kept him in check, and it's 4 in a row retired by Garrett Stallings upon coming into the game. One out, the base is empty here as Leonel Valera steps up. And while Bowie has managed Tostado, they haven't Valera yet, but here he sends a bouncer over to second. Cook on a one high hop, snares, throws a little bit to the right of the first baseman Bowens, but he's able to reach across his body and reel it in. 4-3 put out, 2 down. And Garrett Stallings is working plenty of pace and methodical nature on the mound. 2 down, bases empty. First 5 in a row retired by him. Here's Brady Lindsley. 1-for-2 day for him. Hard hit single through the hole in the right side of the infield his last time up, and the left-handed bat takes low and away. Counts 1-0. Matt, I want to get your opinion on this because you've seen a lot of Garrett Stallings in his 2 years in a Bay Sox uniform, and we've seen him work effectively as a starter, ineffectively as a reliever, now effectively as a reliever this year, and you saw him do a little bit of both last year as well, as he'll throw the 1-0 in here to Lindsley, and it's laced back up the middle into the left center gap. It's down for a base hit. Hudson Haskins able to cut it off in the gap. Wide turn from Lindsley. He'll stay at first. 2-out single for Harrisburg. But what has made Stallings in these outings so effective for him? Because at times it's worked for him at the bullpen. At times it's worked as a starter. And other times he just hasn't had it.
I think there could be some mentality to it. Garrett's got, fortunately, a very good next pitch, next day, not worry about what happened previously mentality.
First pitch here to Jose Sanchez has swung on and missed, 0-1. Sanchez is 0-for-2 today, or 0-for-1, I should say, with the sacrifice fly RBIs last time. Go ahead.
But while that may be the case, I do think sometimes there is a bit of a snowball effect. And we've seen that a couple of times with him. I remember one specific.
0-1 is bounced back up the middle. This could end the inning. Prieto charges in, fields low on the hop, and a strong throw to first in time. Well, whatever the mentality is, it's strong right now for Garrett Stallings. Only allowed one base runner through 2 shutout frames out of the bullpen. Bowie leads 3-2 as we head to the bottom half of the 6th on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
It's another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It's 90s night on Friday, June 2nd. The first 750 fans get a free Bay Sox fanny pack. Feel the force within you on Saturday with Star Wars Night featuring post-game fireworks. And our big hitter bobblehead on Sunday, Gunnar Henderson, for the first 750 fans. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capitol Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Well, Bowie is looking to take some momentum from last week's series win in Akron and bring it back home. The Bay Sox lead the first of 6 straight at home against Harrisburg by a 3-2 score as we reach the bottom half of the 6th inning. Cesar Prieto set to lead off. First pitch squares around and takes a fastball low. Counts 1-0. As Harrisburg's now into their bullpen. 5 innings complete for Michael Cuevas. They make way for the right-hander Malvin Pena.
will step in. We'll give you the final line on Cuevas here in a moment. Five solid innings. He allowed three earned runs on six hits, or I should say two earned runs, three runs overall on six hits, a walk and five strikeouts. Cuevas threw 78 pitches, 44 of them for strikes, as Prieto. It's 0-for-1 today with a walk. Back into the lefty box in the 1-0 pitch. Swings and sends a hard ground ball over to the first baseman Tostado. Snags out to his right, spins, throws over towards the first base bag where Peña is able to get over and cover. Now Prieto by a step and a half, 3-1 put out, one down here in the sixth. Time to introduce now Malvin Peña before John Rhodes comes to the dish. Peña is making his 12th appearance of the season, a 3.13 ERA, still no decisions to his name yet as it stands. 23 innings, 16 hits, 8 runs, all of which are earned. He's allowed one home run. Hit batter, 12 walks, 21 strikeouts. Opponents are only hitting 195 against him. Rhodes takes low in the zone. The count's 1-0. 0-for-2 day for Rhodes. He bounced into a double play and also struck out. He's still looking to extend his lengthy on-base stretch. Next pitch. Takes called strike low in the zone on the off-speed, and the count's even now at a ball and a strike. Rhodes' 16-game on-base streak is now the longest active for the Bay Sox. Also has hits in 8 of 9. 1-1. And he flinches at an off-speed low in the zone. The breaking ball that time from Peña. He's able to hold up the bat path. An appeal down to first says he did not go, and the count's 2-1. But it's been a hot stretch for John Rhodes since coming back from his brief stint on the injured list. 2-1, check swing. It's a nibber out in front of the mound. Lindsey Fields, and he's able to throw to first in time. It was just a nibber up the third baseline that he was able to field quickly before it went back into foul territory. So a couple of unconventional putouts. That one, 2-3. It erases Rhodes, who's 0-for-3, and brings up T.T. Bowens. Rhodes' batting average, to finish that thought, has increased over 20 points since his return from the injured list, but he'll have to wait to try to extend that on-base streak till later tonight. Here's C.T. Bowens with two outs and bases empty, swings at the first pitch, and fouls it back off the screen, nothing in one. Bowens has swung at almost every pitch he's seen tonight. He's taken one offering so far. He had a first-pitch double in the second inning and then struck out back in the fourth. 0-1. And a check swing that time, but he went around, according to the home plate umpire. Breaking ball down in the zone. There's been a tight snap on that off-speed from Peña, and he gets ahead of Bowens here, 0-2. Next pitch on the way. Bowens watches low and away. Count now a ball and two strikes. Nobody up in the Bay Sox bullpen. Stallings has done his job so far in the back end of that tandem off two shutout frames. 1-2 here to Bowens. And he swings and sends a weak flare out into right field. It's going to get down in front of right fielder Wood for a base hit. Jam shot falls for T.T. Bowens. Another multi-hit game for him. He's on first base with two down to extend the inning. The center fielder, number 15, good two-strike fight from Bowens as he reaches and extends the inning to Dante Williams. Williams 1-for-2 today. RBI double also came around to score back in the second inning. Flew out to left field his last time up. Left-handed bat into the box against the right-handed arm of Peña. First pitch to him. Takes low it inside. Starts him out at 1-0. Peña saw Bowie twice in Harrisburg earlier this month. He had one successful outing and one not-so-successful outing. Williams wiggles the bat off his left shoulder. Next pitch. Watches off speed outside. Two balls and no strikes. Peña, his first appearance of the series came in the day game between the two sides. That was the only one that Bowie won. They won it 11-2 in the early 11 a.m. start time. That's when the Bay Sox had hammered 15 hits, 11 of them for extra bases. 2-0. Williams, a tapper. Over to the right side, up the line. Tostado, the first baseman, races in, but ball hops into foul territory before he's able to pick it on the backhand. So second life for Williams, and a 2-1 count. But in that outing, after Alex Troop, the left-handed starter, had been roughed up by Harrisburg, Peña came in, pitched an inning and two-thirds, allowed four earned runs on six hits. Didn't walk anybody, didn't strike anybody out, just a lot of hard contact. And Dante Williams also broke out of a cold spell with a big triple off of him in that outing as well. Then he delivered three shutout frames towards the back end of the series. That's Sunday victory for the Senators, an 8-0 win. 2-1 here to Williams. And he takes off speed upstairs, 3-1. Sun continues to set here at Prince George's Stadium. as Bowie leads 3-2. Runner on first is Bowens with two down, and a 3-1 count here to Dante Williams. Set for the pitch from Pena, and he watches low and inside, ball four. It's been a lot of plate discipline for Dante Williams over the last handful of games as well. Takes walk number 20 on the season. Bowens up to second, and I'll bring up Billy Cook.
Well, you're not wrong. Four walks against just four strikeouts in the Akron series. Now, one for two day with a walk here today. He's calmer at the plate, I think. And I'm not even trying to say he was pressing earlier, but he's just, I feel like he's seeing the pitches a little bit better.
Here is Cook, who's 0 for 2 on the day. A strikeout and a pop out. Righty on righty matchup, and he fouls the first pitch back off the screen. Starts him out at nothing and one. When you talk about seeing the ball better, that has been the month of May for Billy Cook. 333 series against Akron. He's continued to hit the ball well at Prince George's Stadium as well. 316 hitter with runners in scoring position, and he flares the next pitch foul. On a bounce, behind the third base coach's box, down the left field line, and quickly behind nothing and two here. But Cook again has hit a new gear in the month of May after hitting just 103 in April. Batting average north of 300, on base north of 370. And again, he has brought plenty of extra base pop and plenty of consistency, particularly at home. Big spot here for some insurance. 0-2, two on, two outs, the pitch. Watches up and away. Pena couldn't get him to chase. The count goes to 1-2. Six extra base hits in the last nine games at Prince George's Stadium for Billy Cook. He's hitting 363 in that span. 1-2. Swing and a tip into the mitt of Lindsley for strike three. So some two-out scare from the Bay Sox, but Pena is able to get out of it. But we still leads 3-2. Matt Sabatis will take you the rest of the way. When we come back to Prince George's Stadium, listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold, WNAB.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1360. Or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Nine, one, and two set to bat for Harrisburg as we move into the seventh inning at Prince George's Stadium. Garrett Stallings has fired two scoreless in long relief. Bowie up 3-2 as the first pitch into JT Arruda is swung on and nicked into the mitt of the catcher. Started out at nothing and one. After him, it'll be Robert Hassel and then James Wood to bat. As the 0-1 pitch comes through, and it swung on and missed, down and away. You know, Andre was asking me on the tail end of the sixth inning a little bit about Garrett Stallings and kind of his path and how interesting it's been. As the 0-2 misses down, one ball and two strikes. And I can't put enough of a T on it, because if I could, I'd probably start looking for pitching coach jobs at some point. But as we wait on the 1-2, I can tell you some personal opinions, as the 1-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Second strikeout for Stallings, fifth overall for Bay Sox pitching. And there's one gone here to start the seventh inning. I will say, he's had some of the most accurate stuff when he is on point with the Bay Sox. He doesn't have the nastiest stuff out there. Obviously, he's never going to compare with Shelton Perkins' slider for that regard, and he'd probably be willing to admit that too, as the first pitch to Robert Hassel is checked on outside. Count starts out at 1-0. I bet you he has admitted it to me at some point too, because I've asked a lot of the pitchers, what's one of your favorite pitches, and a lot of them used to say Shelton Perkins' slider last season. So his stuff hasn't been the nastiest, but it can be extremely accurate. Right there, a 1-0 pitch called for strike, getting him with a nice off-speed on the upper outside corner. Hassel, 0-for-3 on the day, two flyouts and a strikeout, as Bowie leads 3-2 here in the top of the seventh. The 1-1 pitch misses down and away, and the count goes to 2-1. But the distance that Stallings can put together when he is on target makes me want to see him more as a starting pitcher. The 2-1 pitch is a check swing and fouled off incidentally. As an off-speed came in a bit low, Hassel just put his bat down there, tried to stop it, but it went foul regardless. Count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Because last season, Stallings, in the midst of a heated playoff race, became the first and only pitcher for the Bay Sox all season to throw 7 innings in a start, and did it in a major win on the road in Akron. The 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Slider down and inside. Back-to-back punch-outs for Stallings. 3 on the day. And I will say, his original shift into a bullpen role midway through the 2022 season was great. And it was fantastic to see that happen, to see him return from what had been a very tough month of June. As the first pitch to James Wood misses down, it's 1-0 to start. Side note, I'm a big fan of some of these diehard Washington Nationals fans that have made the trip out for this game. The 1-0 misses down. It's 2 balls and no strikes. They're sitting close enough to the press box that we can see them bringing out their phones to take just a recording of every James Wood plate appearance. And just his. 2-0 misses down. It's 3 balls and no strikes. And they've come up empty today since Wood has come up empty. A strikeout looking in the first, a fly out in the third, and a ground out in the fifth. 3-0 pitch, and a high bouncer right back to the mound. A little bit to the first base side where Stallings gloves, and he jogs the first to underhand. 1-3 put out, and it's an 0-for-4 day for Wood. A perfect seventh inning for Stallings. We stretch here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leads 3-2 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Another patient first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Another pitching change for Harrisburg as we move into the home half of the seventh inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Malvin Pena is done. It was a scoreless inning for him. Gave up a hit and a walk, both with two outs, and he stranded them, of course, to get a strikeout. As left-hander Evan Lee takes over for the Sens, he'll start with the number 9 batter, Tim Susnara, who singled and scored back in the fifth inning. First pitch in, and Susnara watches fastball called for strike in the outside half of the zone. It's nothing and one to start. It'll be Susnara, then Heston Kerstad, and Kobe Mayo to bat. If any of them reach, Hudson Haskin will follow. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss on a slider down and away. It's nothing and two.
Put the scoreboard up.
RBI for Susnara as well back in the second inning. Here's the next. And it's swung on and missed for strike three. Breaking ball down. And Lee starts with a strikeout. Eighth overall for Harrisburg pitching. Let's tell you a little bit about the new pitcher. Evan Lee, a 6'1", 205-pound, 25-year-old lefty from Bryant, Arkansas. 15th-round selection in 2018. Starts against Kerstad with a first-pitch curveball. It misses down, and the count starts out at 1-0. Kerstad 1-for-3 on the day. Singled in the first. He's grounded out twice since then, including to the pitcher. Here's the 1-0. Smacked foul into the netting left side. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Lee on the season, 13 appearances, 0-0 with a 7.53 ERA. Harrisburg has had some up-and-down relievers in their bullpen this year. 1-1. Misses down and away. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. That's what made it a little bit tough for the Bay Sox, only collecting one win when they visited City Island earlier this month. Couldn't get it going against some of these relievers with high ERAs. 2-1. Misses down, 3 balls and 1 strike. 14 and a third innings for Lee, 16 strikeouts, 17 walks. But he hasn't given up a home run yet. Left-handers have really attacked him, though. He's walked 7 and only struck out 4. As the 3-1 is a high-bouncing ball over towards second, running and grabbing across the body of Ruda, but he makes a quick heel turn to get it to first base in time. That's the third ground out for Kerstad today. 2 of them have gone to second base. And now 2 away for Kobe Mayo to bat. Two for three day for Kobe, single to right field in the first. Grounded out to third base in the third. He doubled to drive in a run in the fifth. First pitch home. And he watches it miss down. Count starts out at 1-0. Lee sends in the next. Then Mayo hits a line drive foul, third base side. Touches down on the berm just past the Harrisburg bullpen. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Lee last appeared in the Reading series 4 days ago. Didn't have too good of an outing. Two-thirds of an inning with 3 runs. 1-1. And Mayo fouls it off the other way. Lifted high this time out of play, and the count goes to 1-2. Lee walked a pair, struck out a pair. Faced 6 total batters. He also allowed a couple of inherited runners to score, so he was partly responsible for 5 runs. And again, it was a very offense-heavy, to put it neutrally, an offense-heavy series between Harrisburg and Reading, and some late offense specifically. 1-2 pitch. Mayo watches it miss down and in. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. There was one game where Harrisburg had put on 7 runs in the top of the ninth to Sun Reading and win, I think, by 2 or 3. And then the very next night, Reading scored 7 runs across the final 2 innings, 4 in the eighth, and then 3 in the bottom of the ninth to walk off. 2-2 pitch. Mayo watches curveball miss down. Run it full. Senators not too pleased with the early showing from Evan Lee, as they've already got Reed Schaller warming in the bullpen. Mayo on the season, a 182 average on full count, but a high OPS. The 3-2 is a high bouncer over the mound. It's going to be picked on the shortstop side by the second baseman, Aruda, but he still gets it to first with a good turn and throw. 4-3 put out as Mayo nearly snuck it up the middle, but a great jump by the second baseman took away that chance. On to the eighth, Bowie leads 3-2 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Hey Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today? Oh, fans, don't forget about Bay Sox Live Happy Hour every Thursday at Prince George's Stadium. Talk about it more in a second as the first pitch to Jackson Clough is called a strike on the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Live music and beer specials from 5 to 6:30 ahead of every Thursday night home game here at Prince George's Stadium. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. The 0-1 pitch misses outside, and the count goes even in a ball and a strike. Not to mention lawn games, too. And 5 to 6:30, it's all sponsored by Bud Light. Bowie leads 3-2 as we move into the eighth. Here's the next. Swinging a piece foul off of home, and it rolls away. Count to one ball and two strikes. After Clough, it'll be Donovan Gacy and Frankie Tostado, with Garrett Stallings continuing to work scoreless. He's allowed just one base runner. It was a two-out single by Brady Lindsley in the sixth. Here's the 1-2. Too far outside. Bases empty, none out here in the top of the eighth. Bowie has been playing plenty of close games recently, too, as the 2-2 is again knuckled foul back to the screen. Count stays. 5-4 loss on Sunday, a game that they led 4-0. Very tough there. 3-1 on Saturday, 3-2 on Friday, both wins. The 4-1 loss the day before, and then the first two games of Akron were blowouts. 2-2. Breaking ball, lined into deep center field. Williams sprinting back a long way, but he's able to get there. Reaches up mid-stride and makes the catch over the cap. Dante Williams has some of the best tracking for the Bay Sox in the outfield. While his jumps may have a hesitation here and there, he's been making good jumps, but his tracking has what's been leading to him making just spectacular plays left and right. And I said this a couple of times when the Bay Sox were in Harrisburg. I mean, Dante Williams makes the extraordinary look ordinary, the way he just plays. Here's Donovan Gacy, first pitch. Slider called for strike on the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Gacy singled up the middle in the third inning with two outs to drive in a run for Harrisburg. It was their first of two runs, as the next offering misses a bit down. One ball and one strike. He flew out in the first inning to center field, struck out swinging in the fifth. As the 1-1 is bounced foul, third base side. Count goes to one ball and two strikes here. It's a bit of a homecoming for Harrisburg manager Delino DeShields as well over in the third base coaching box as Stallings recycles the baseball. DeShields played, I think it was, four games for the Bay Sox in his career while on rehab with Baltimore. 1-2, lined over to second and pulled at the knee by Billy Cook. Not a hard hit ball, but just right on the screws to Cook. He followed all the way down just between his knee and his shoe tops. Didn't even have to move. He just dug in and he pulled it in. So two away, here's Frankie Tostado. Over 2 days for Frankie. Walked in the second, stranded at third. First pitch. This is outside and it's one ball and no strikes. And I'll tell you, when I was
putting together just some of the general information at the start of the season, I just couldn't confirm the 1-0. I could confirm the 1-0 because here it is. It's lifted in the air to left field, running down Hudson Haskin. He camps and he catches. The inning is over. I was going to make a just silly joke about Delino DeShields and his son, Delino DeShields Jr., who usually drops the junior. We're on to the bottom of the eighth. Bowie leads 3-2 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Well, a lovely day continues here in Bowie as Hudson Haskin digs into the box. 3-4 and 5 for the Bay Sox to bat as they want to increase a little bit, leading 3-2. First pitch in from the left-hander Evan Lee misses outside, and it's 1-0 to start. Harrisburg had Reed Schaller warming when Lee was on the mound just in his first inning of relief, and it looks like they've got Schaller going again as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and pieced into the mid of the catcher outside. One ball and one strike. Haskin, Cesar Prieto, and John Rhodes to bat. Hudson is 0 for 3 today, 2 strikeouts and a ground out. But again, Bowie ahead 3-2. They just want to add on to it. As the 1-1 pitch is too far inside, 2 balls and 1 strike. We're getting one of our first real tastes of a lovely sky here at Prince George's Stadium this season. We had one, a beautiful purple hue in Akron. Took a picture of it for social media. Here it's more of an orange tint as the 2-1. Oh, is called a strike in the inside half. That one had to have just caught the edge. 2 balls and 2 strikes now. But horizontal streaks of clouds out past left field getting cascaded on in their bottom half by the setting sun. The 2-2. And Haskin gets plunked. Yep, that's Hudson. He led the team in hit by pitches last season as that curveball came in on his hip. He was squarely in the double digits last year. I think he might have been around 23. I'm going to pull up the total number very quickly here. 24. Very close. I know what I'm doing, Andre. So Haskin is aboard, hopefully with only mild bruising. And the Bay Sox have a leadoff base runner here in the eighth with Cesar Prieto to bat. Left-hander 0 for 2 with a walk. His third base comes rushing in. First pitch. Misses high, a fastball. Haskin had feigned a takeoff to second base, but didn't really get a good jump and didn't really push too hard with his steps. But it still caught Brady Lindsley for a check. He didn't throw the ball anywhere. As the 1-0 comes in. And it's sprayed into center field. Hanging liner. Hassel with a great jump. Runs down and makes the catch just around the chin. That was a great jump in by Hassel. Mild redemption from him. He had a bad jump on Dante Williams' double back in the second inning. Initially ran in before having to run out. And it looks like after the left-hander, Evan Lee is going to depart. And that's a shame because I didn't even really get time to talk about his funky delivery, the way he kicks his leg up in between his arms when he's about to send home. But we've got a pitching change. The Bay Sox have a runner at first with one out here in the bottom of the eighth, ahead 3-2. We'll tell you about the new hurler in a second. Back after this on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
The Senators make a pitching change with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bowie got a leadoff base runner on a hit-by-pitch. Cesar Prieto lined out for the first out. And now with John Rhodes to bat, Reed Schuller will take over. Evan Lee is done. An inning and a third for the left-hander. Currently no hits and no runs. He could be charged for a run if Hudson Haskin can come home to score. One strikeout, no walks. But it makes way for Schuller. 6'3", 210-pound, 26-year-old right-hander from Indianapolis. Third-round draft selection in 2018. On the season, he's got 12 appearances and a 1-3 record. Rhodes in, 0-3. He's hit into a double play today. And a pickoff throw to start. Tag a little half-hearted because it was a slow toss. Haskin was able to get into first base with an easy slide. We'll wait on the first offering. Haskin, 6-for-7 in stolen base attempts this season. Had two of them down at Aberdeen, four of them with AAA. First pitch, Rhodes watches a called strike at the knees. It's nothing and one to start. Yeah, Rhodes hit into a double play with the bases loaded on only one out in the first. Took away an early chance for the Bay Sox. He struck out looking to open the fourth and grounded out on a little nub in front of home plate back in the sixth. 0-1 pitch, and a slider just misses outside. One ball and one strike on Rhodes. Schuller has 17 and a third innings this season, a 5.71 ERA. He does have a high strikeout rate, 21 punchouts. But he has walked 8 batters and allowed 3 home runs. 1-1, Haskin takes off, pitch outside for a ball, throw to second, bounces in, slide tag back to Haskin is just late. As Lindsley threw it just a little bit wide to third, and Haskin is able to snag the bag. Shows no issue after taking that earlier pitch on the hip. And the Bay Sox have a runner in scoring position now with a 2-1 count on Rhodes. That's a risky play for Bowie, too. Brady Lindsley has a fantastic arm this season. The next. Slider misses outside. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Lindsley, before that one, had 22 stolen bases attempted against him. He'd caught 12 of them. 3-1. Rhodes nearly takes it up on the wrist, but he gets out of the way and draws ball 4. So after starting ahead, nothing in one, Schuller throws 4 consecutive out of the zone and walks Rhodes. Third walk by Harrisburg pitching today, and now T.T. Bowens on a 2-hit performance. Can try and get Bowie a little bit of breathing room as they lead by 1 run here in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch in, and Bowens waits on it. It skips by. Lindsley thought it had stayed between his legs, and it rolls slightly over to his right side. A wild pitch allows both runners to advance. As Haskin moves to third, Rhodes to second, the infield is going to have to come in here. Anything out of the infield now for Bowens would be a big help. As said, a multi-hit day. A double and a run scored in the second. He struck out looking in the fourth. He singled to right field in the sixth. Schuller comes set. 1-0 pitch. Bowen swings and misses on a slider outside. Really trying to get it out of the infield there, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Schuller blew a save and took a loss in his last appearance. It's his only blown save of the year. His only save opportunity. 1-1. Called strike in the lower outside corner. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. He gave up 3 runs at Reading. Struck out a pair, but also gave up a homer. That was the big issue. 1-2. Bowens launches another slider. This one down and away. You know, Bowens has a low swinging strike rate so far with Bowie. It's hovering around 12%. But I wonder what the called strike rate is on him. Don't have that on hand. Second and third, the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Off speed down, second out of the inning, so it takes away the sacrifice fly chance. But that's fine, because Dante Williams is going to come up and probably get a base hit. Let's be honest here. Williams doubled, out to deep center in the second inning and scored. Flew out to left field in the fourth. He walked his last time up. Well, those auburn clouds are starting to recede back out past left field, while more grayish blue rises above. First pitch to Williams is swung on and missed down. Nothing in one to start. This is the second opportunity today for the Bay Sox in which they had runners at second and third with only one out. Back in the first, they had bases loaded with only one out, and they came up empty. They had a similar chance in Akron the other day. Oh, one pitch, and Williams sprays it foul up the line. Third base side, nothing in two. Bowie had loaded the bases very early in their 4-1 loss on Thursday. Herstad had a leadoff double. There were two walks mixed in, all around just one out. But two groundouts spoiled that chance. And Bowie only got one more hit for the rest of the game. Now the 0-2 to Williams. Check swing as a slider. He only gets in on his waist. One ball and two strikes now. But it's still a 3-2 lead for the Bay Sox, and Garrett Stallings is cruising. You just want to see that continue, as he's only going to have to pick up three more outs. 1-2 pitch, and it's cracked over to third and snared on a line. Sanchez was able to quickly adjust his glove up from the chest, down between the legs. Tough play. At the very least, he probably would have knocked it down. Either way, the Bay Sox ran two in scoring position with only one out. And we go to the ninth. Garrett Stallings looks to wrap this one up on Capital Gold, WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
As always, thank you for catching up on a little bit of Bay Sox baseball this evening as we move to the ninth. First pitch to Leonel Valera is grounded foul, third base side. Nothing in one with Bowie leading 3-2. Garrett Stallings looking to finish this one off for the Bay Sox. If he can get it done, he'll be the winning pitcher. Valera after him, Brady Lindsley, then Jose Sanchez to bat. 0-1 to the right-hander is knuckled over to second. A leaping grab by Billy Cook. Squared it up, timed the hop, pulls it down. One gone. Now Brady Lindsley. Do you like that one, Andre?
That was very nice. Well done.
Very nice.
Give you a clap. I give Billy Cook a lot of credit because he's been shagging balls in center field for about the last week and a half. He's adjusted very nice to second base tonight.
He's been very versatile for the Bay Sox, and I'm glad to see him working well in at second base now. Here's Brady Lindsley. First pitch to the lefty, misses outside. 1-0 to start. Lindsley's been pretty potent at the plate for Harrisburg. Two singles, but he's not gotten past first base. 2-for-3. 1-0. And he swings and misses on a slider down and away. Actually, the curve from Stallings there. Just had a little bit of late movement. Count goes to 1-1. Lindsley flew out to left field in the second. Single to right and then center. 1-1. Fastball. Called strike right down Broadway. Count goes to 1-2. Well, the Bay Sox had had a tough time for quite some time, winning the first game of a series. And if they can wrap it up today, they'll have done it in three consecutive series. As the 1-2 pitch is swung on and nicked. Did Cusnara hold on? He did. Home plate umpire says strike three. Lindsley a little surprised, but he's down. That's the fourth strikeout for Garrett Stallings.
Now batting third baseman number 12, Jose Sanchez.
Now Jose Sanchez will bat. Seven strikeouts for Bay Sox pitching today. Sanchez, on an 0-for-2 day, had a sacrifice fly. Tied the game for Harrisburg in the fourth when he went out to right field. Bowie, over their first five series of the season, make it six series of the season, first pitch is called a strike at the knees, nothing in one. Their first six series of the season, Bowie had only won the opener of the series once, and that was opening day against Hartford. After that, they'd gone 0-for-5. Here's the 0-1. Lifted foul up the line, first base side and out of play, nothing in two. And now they're on the cusp of winning the opening game in three consecutive series. Bowie leads 3-2 here in the top of the ninth. Base is empty, two outs, and Stallings trying to wrap up another big win. Holds ball in glove, snaps them set, kicks, fires. It's checked on, too far outside. More of a flinch, Sanchez really didn't move the bat much. And it runs the count to a ball and two strikes. Stallings 1-2 on the season, trying to up it to an even 2-2. The 1-2. Too far inside. Two balls and two strikes now. JT Arruda on deck. Switch hitter. That's an 0-for-3 day. And now the 2-2. Line drive out to left. Haskin jogging back and makes the catch. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. Another series opening victory. This time over the Harrisburg Senators. 3-2 off the bat of Garrett Stallings. Five shutout frames on the back end. What a fun win that was for Bowie. And the icing on the cake there, Andre? 2 hours and 11 minutes.
I was just about to tell you that as soon as you sent it to break. That is stellar.
What a lovely day here at Prince George's Stadium. Andre will tell you more about it when we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame after this on Capital Gold WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNAV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Well, another good start to the week for the Bowie Bay Sox. How about it? Winners of five of their last seven now as they take down the Harrisburg Senators 3-2 to get this six-game set started this week from Prince George's Stadium. Welcome everybody to Bay Sox postgame. Andre Magaro here with you. We'll break down how this one went down tonight, and we'll take a look around the rest of the league and get you set for the rest of the series as Bowie starts off on the right foot against Harrisburg this week. It was a quick one, it was an efficient one, and it was on the back of more strong pitching for the Bay Sox. That has really been one of their saving graces throughout a large portion of this season, but particularly as they have gotten back into gear here in the back half of the first half. Bowie is still 10 games under 500 now at 17-27, but again, they have turned a significant corner since that no-hitter, and just a little under 2 weeks ago, about a week and a half ago, you'll say, last Friday against Altoona. But to go over how this one today got started, it was another hot start for the Bay Sox once again. The early production from the offense. The bats have been good at times, but consistently they've been giving this pitching staff a lead to pitch with, and that's what's led to a lot of the success. So it starts early for Bowie after an early start time, 6:34 Eastern time. Both starters were matching each other mano-a-mano in those first couple of frames, but in the bottom half of the second, Bowie got to right-handed starter Michael Cuevas, and it was in this frame of two pitches. T.T. Bowens laced a double to left field on the first pitch of the frame, and then Dante Williams came up, and Williams, who had a very strong series in Akron for the Bay Sox, only picked up right where he left off in this frame and got the Bay Sox on the board early.
Hit both innings so far. First pitch in, and the left-hander sends it into center field on a line. Hassel initially ran in, has to run out, and he made a mistake. It's off his glove and out to the wall. Bowens will score. Williams is into second base to replace him, and the Bay Sox lead 1-0 here in the second.
A double from Dante Williams gives him RBI number 18 on the season and gets Bowie out in front. Williams then had an opportunity after a throwing error from Cuevas on an attempted pick play back. It allowed Tim Cusnara to come to the plate, and with the infield back for Harrisburg, gave an opportunity for Dante Williams to use his speed to help the Bay Sox extend their lead.
It's going to stay true. His offense is being overshadowed as the ground ball to the right side is picked by the first baseman, Tostado. Williams will score with that hard catch by the first baseman. He goes to the bag and retires Cusnara. A three unassisted, but an RBI. Bowie leads 2-0.
And an opportunity there for the Bay Sox, up 2-0. But credit to Harrisburg, they battled back significantly in this one. And starter Peter Van Loon had another deeper outing into a game, but in that fourth inning, you could tell he was starting to run out of gas a little bit. Harrisburg hit him around a little harder, and after the Senators got a run back on an RBI single from Donovan Casey in the third inning, they came in the fourth inning and had the first two base runners reach. A leadoff walk to Leonel Valera, then a single by Brady Lindsley put runners at the corners with nobody out. That allowed Jose Sanchez to come up and do a job, help Harrisburg tie the game. Right-hander set, the deep breath, 2-0 pitch. Swung on, elevated, right field. Kerstad started in, now goes back, jogging towards the foul line. Curls around, makes a catch. Runner tags from third. Throw comes in, it gets cut off by the shortstop Prieto out at second base. Valera scores on an RBI sac fly from Jose Sanchez. Lindsley stays put at first, and Harrisburg has tied the game at 2. RBI sac fly does the job for Sanchez and ties the game up at 2. And from that point, it was a pitcher's duel. And Bowie would bring in right-hander Connor Loprich, who continued to show the efficiency that he has shown throughout this season and get Bowie out of that inning without any more damage across. And then Cuevas, who continued to find a groove in the middle innings for Harrisburg, was doing a job as well. But then third time through the lineup, you could tell he was starting to tire. And the Bay Sox, who have seen a lot of Michael Cuevas, not just at the AA level, but all throughout the Orioles system. Again, these these two teams have affiliates that are in very close proximity to one another at pretty much every level. So Cuevas is certainly no stranger to these Bowie bats, and second, third time through the order, the Bay Sox certainly got to him. It was Coby Mayo who has provided consistent extra base pop and continued to be a force in the top of the lineup for Bowie. Kyle Moore said today, if he was in college, he'd probably be getting the looks right now towards the number one pick in the draft. Mayo has been stellar at Double-A, still at the ripe age, and he gave the Bay Sox the lead in the latter stages of this one. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Mayo swings and sends one into the right center field gap. Wood racing back. It's going to split the gap. One hop off the base of the wall. Cisnaro around to score. Mayo jogging into second base. Team leading 15th double of the season for Coby Mayo, and a team leading 23rd RBI. Cisnaro scores. Bay Sox back on top. It's 3-2.
You know, one of the things that was a great piece under Norby last season, especially from Kyle Moore, he raved about it constantly.
And off that RBI double from Mayo, we had a lead that they wouldn't relinquish. Garrett Stallings really came in and was the story of the game for the Bay Sox. Five innings out of the bullpen, and we talked about the black eye for him this season had been his work as a reliever, those varying splits, the sub-2 ERA as a starter, but the ERA that ballooned up to 15 as a reliever. You wouldn't know it by watching him pitch tonight. He was a force for the Bay Sox, allowed only one base runner, retired 15 of the 16 batters he faced, struck out 4, and really didn't leave a shadow of the doubt in the latter stages of this one. Frankie Tostado had a foul ball into left field that just sliced foul, could have tied the game, but other than that, wasn't really too much damage done by Harrisburg. As Stallings got the win, was able to cruise through the rest of the way, this one for Bowie. So your final lines, Harrisburg, 2 runs on just 4 hits. They committed an error, a costly one, allowed a run to plate for Bowie. For the Bay Sox, 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors. Garrett Stallings gets the win, moves to 2-2. Michael Cuevas takes his first loss of the season, falls to 2-1. And a game played in front of 1,462 fans here at Prince George's Stadium. They announced attendance tonight, and a game that took just 2 hours, 11 minutes to complete. How about that? Pitch clock coming in here on a Tuesday night. We're going to step aside on Bay Sox postgame. When we come back, we'll take a look around the rest of the Eastern League, the rest of the Orioles system, and get you set for the continuation of this series tomorrow night. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAB.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new Rofo Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the Rofo Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new Rofo Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new Rofo Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Bay Sox, 3-2 winners tonight, starting off their series against the Harrisburg Senators on the right foot. Andre Magero here back with you for Bay Sox postgame. We'll take a look around the rest of the Eastern League, the rest of the Orioles system, and then get you on your way, getting you set for tomorrow's matchup. So taking a look around the rest of the Eastern League, again, it was a quick one here in Bowie, just 2 hours, 11 minutes, but there are two other final scores around the league right now. Top two teams in the Northeast Division squared off as Portland took down Somerset on the road 3-1. It gives the Sea Dogs about a 6-game edge now in that division, and Somerset have been closing the gap wildly, but they struggled in Erie last week, and Portland, a run in the top of the fifth, a run in the top of the seventh, was able to see them across tonight. Altoona falls to Binghamton in the back end of their two-week homestand, getting it kicked off. 5 runs in the top of the fifth for the Rumble Ponies as they take that one 10-3. Big one right now in Richmond. It's all Seawolves, the Erie Seawolves. 7 run fourth frame. They lead 11-1 over Richmond, looking to keep a hold of their lead atop the Southwest Division. That game's in the top of the eighth. Bottom of the seventh in Akron, the Hartford Yard Goats, a 7-3 lead over the Rubber Ducks, and Hartford just struck for 3 in the top half of the seventh inning to take the lopsided edge in that one in the bottom half of the seventh right now. Also in the bottom half of the seventh, it's a wild affair in New Hampshire between the Fisher Cats and the Fightins. Reading has scored 7 runs in each of the best, or in the past 2 frames combined, I should say. They scored 2 in the top of the sixth and 5 in the top of the seventh to take an 8-7 lead over New Hampshire, and I'm sure that is not the end of the scoring there. New Hampshire has the bases loaded right now in the bottom half of the seventh. And just knowing both of those bullpens, there's probably some more runs to be put on the board there. Around the rest of the Orioles system, we'll start with the Major League ranks. O's are up 8-3 right now on the Cleveland Guardians. A 2-hit day for Adam Frazier atop the lineup. Again, Orioles getting used to life without Cedric Mullins. They signed Aaron Hicks today as a stopgap while Mullins heads onto the injured list. 2 hits as well for Anthony Santander, including a double and a triple. 3 RBIs for him and 3 RBIs for Gunnar Henderson, getting the start as a designated hitter. Norfolk currently losing by a run right now late on in their affair to kick off their week. Jordan Westberg, 2-hit performance. He has a 2-run home run for the Tides. Also 2 RBIs from Josh Lester towards the top of their lineup. Shane Fontana, a 2-run single as well in that one. D.L. Hall went 3 frames, struck out 2 on the mound for Norfolk. At the high A rank, the Aberdeen Ironbirds, 7-0 win over the Hudson Valley Renegades tonight. Jackson Holliday, 1-for-3 day, an RBI for him as well. Also 5 RBIs for Jude Fabian, the center fielder. 2 hits for him, including a double and a home run. So good day at the plate for him. Doubleheader for Delmarva and Frederick right now. They're tied at 1-1 in the back half of that one. The Shorebirds are 23-21 on the season as they look to continue going in there. Isaac Baloney, who had a spell with Bowie in Akron last week, is 1-for-2, batting in the cleanup spot tonight for Delmarva. But once again, the final tonight of the AA rank, the Bowie Bay Sox take it 3-2 over the Harrisburg Senators to take the opener of this 6-game set. We'll continue the series tomorrow night at Prince George's Stadium, another 6:35 start time. Right-hander Chase McDermott gets the ball for Bowie. Hey, he's been stellar. 5 no-hit frames his last time out at Prince George's Stadium. 5 2/3 before allowing a hit his last time out in Akron. 3-3 on the season, a 2.70 ERA. That's 8th best in all of AA. He'll be looking to keep the ball rolling for Bowie as Alamo Hernandez, the left-hander, 0-1 with a 3.86 ERA, gets the ball for Harrisburg. We'll get you started for you with a 6:15 DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, but for now, that's going to do it. At the ballpark here tonight, once again, our final. Bay Sox take it over Harrisburg 3-2. For Matt Sabatis, I'm Andre Magero signing off, and we thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV, has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Valner Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.